If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Cloudy with patchy fog and drizzle this morning. Partial clearing this afternoon. We're looking for highs in the upper 60s to the mid 70s.
Gigantic vagina. Biggest vagina known to man. Huge! It's gigantic. Gigantic. These big vagina ladies are getting away with murder. Something should be done. I don't know what can be done, but something should be done.
You shouldn't encourage people to be fat. Fat people are immoral.
This message goes out to ugly people and fat people. Don't reproduce.
What do you think tribal sovereignty means in the 21st century? And how do we resolve conflicts between tribes and the federal and state governments?
Yeah. Tribal sovereignty means that. It's sovereignty. It's, you've been given sovereignty and you're viewed as a sovereign entity.
And now,
you know what I have to say to that? I thought I was going to fart.
Our feature presentation.
I'm going to miss Bush when he goes out of office.
Lucky for us, it's
on
not
some levels. Yeah. I mean, on the communication level, I mean, we really, really take for granted how bad he is now.
That's true.
How great he is, you mean?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Talking in front of a microphone, he's the me of politics, and those people don't come along all that often and get elected to the presidency of the United States.
No, that's exactly what it is. Coming. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people can't, that's what kills their campaigns, is that they just don't connect, they can't communicate well enough to get the votes. But President Bush had that little something extra, man, that we were willing to overlook that.
And we're all so angry at a lot of other things, but we don't realize the gold he's giving us on a daily basis, especially as a radio station. We're going to miss that.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when we finally got rid of Tad. You know, we knew we had to, but there was just something we missed about him because he's just so fat, you know? He just didn't have anything to replace that fat, and it took a long time to get over that fat.
Did we miss him?
I think we missed the fatness. I think we missed the Tadness after a while. I mean, you know, we knew it had to happen, but we still kind of missed it. Same sort of thing with President Bush, I think.
It's going to be, I mean, how many decades is it going to be before we get, if ever, a president who's this poorly spoken in front of a microphone? Probably never again in history.
Think we've learned our lesson?
I think what Bean thinks is that most of the time, no one can even be elected president if they can't handle the media.
Right. And unfortunately, his kids turned out to be, you know, fairly articulate in comparison. So it's not like he's going to continue, you know. The legacy with his family.
Yeah.
I don't think. Maybe they'll have kids. Maybe it'll be his grandkids that'll pick it up again.
We should hire his twins. We should have two people be president. That way, like, one of them could sleep. The other one could be working. Right?
Well, they could get an awful lot more done.
Twins.
Certainly, they could have two meetings at the same time. One guy could be with China. The other guy could be with India, you know?
Well, sure, does it have to be twins, or can we just have co-presidents?
You could work around the clock.
To be blood related in
because
your
twins,
view?
Because twins, when they're sitting in the meeting with China, they'll know what the other one's thinking.
Oh, because they got that sense.
Yeah, they got whatever sense that is.
Yeah, right.
I don't just think it should be twins, Lisa. I think it has to be the Bush twins. I think it has to be these girls, and I think there has to be some sort of a swimsuit calendar. I think all of that needs to happen. Swimsuit calendar
world.
And president. Well, that's let's work on that. That's good times.
All right.
Okay. I like your view.
And I have one other thought, and that is that you hear one thing just over and over again here in Southern California. It's impossible to meet anyone good. It's impossible to meet anyone good, brother. You know, girl or guy. Mm-hmm. And maybe the reason is for the replay that we played about 15 minutes ago about all the tiny little things that people are breaking up for. His parents didn't speak English. Well, that might be, you know, I was thinking about that on the way in. Well, if the guy was fine, which she said he was,
right,
and that's a deal breaker, then you're throwing away perfectly good people for no reason whatsoever.
That one baffled me.
And she qualified that his parents were from Mexico.
Yes.
It's not as if they didn't have a reason not speaking music.
Yeah. And Spanish, really, not all that hard to understand.
Not that hard.
And begin to talk. So,
if you cared to take the time.
So that girl is going to complain to somebody, you know, in the next couple of months or year. Oh, my God, it's hard to meet people. So hard to meet people.
Right.
And you wish you could just go back and say, what about that dude? His mom didn't speak English. That was your problem with him.
How much time could she possibly be spending with his parents that this is that important?
I don't know.
Good question.
I don't know.
And she made it sound like, if I recall, that everything else about the dude was fine, right?
Yes.
She did. That's what she said.
We asked her specifically if everything else was good. She said she had no problem with him. Just mom didn't speak English, which I thought that was odd.
I don't know.
Speaking of relationships, of course, it was busy, busy TV night last night. But I'm watching the championship, men's basketball championship game. And Donna says, oh, my God, you have to come in here and see this. She's watching The New Bachelor. in the other room, right?
The new Bachelor. I didn't even know there was one.
Yes, it debuted last night. I think it's called The Bachelor, An Officer and a Gentleman. I think it's a Navy guy. And is he also a doctor, Lisa? Is that the story?
I don't know. I just saw the previews for it. He's a doctor too.
All right. So she watched the show, and apparently it's been so long since I saw The Bachelor. I've never seen a whole one, but I think how it works is they go out on dates and stuff, and it's kind of like the Flava Flav show, where at the end he gives out a rose, I guess, to the girls that are going to stay, and then whoever doesn't get a rose goes home. And I think last night was the first episode, so there were half a dozen girls or something like that who were cut in the first episode. And this one girl, and I don't know if Dave taped this, but if we have the audio, it would be fantastic. This one girl, this little Latina, is just scowling and making faces and rolling her eyes the whole time while everybody else is getting roses. She's getting madder and madder and madder. I mean, you can tell she's just furious. She's one of these people who, like, there's no way in her mind she can imagine that she didn't get the first rose, much less she still doesn't have one, and he's 15 in, right?
Right.
And then when he hands out the last rose, she gets up and she just walks out of the room and she just starts screaming and swearing. And oh, and you know what? He was short anyway. And he had a weird shaped head. And I didn't like his teeth. And she just goes on and on. This is a girl who, you know, minutes before was doing everything she could to suck up to him to get picked.
Right, sure.
And then as soon as she doesn't get picked, all of a sudden the show is stupid. I just want to get my stuff. I just want to get out of here. I don't need to be here. I don't want to be here. She just goes on and on and on. It was fantastic.
He made the right choice.
Yeah, it turns out.
Yeah, and that's the other thing I was thinking is, way to prove you were right. Yeah. Way to prove that he made a mistake by not picking you. This is the behavior you get. It was great. I love seeing women hate each other as much as they do on that show. The looks they give each other, like the other woman doesn't deserve to be in the room with you.
It's really disturbing.
And none of them deserve to be in the room when you really look at it. But I'd like to look a little deeper. You left the Final Four Championship to watch The Bachelor?
No, I paused the game that I was watching, went into the next room to see the part that Donna said I would enjoy, and she was right. It was worth the trip to the living room, I'll tell you.
It's top-notch gay.
Right, let me check.
Yeah, right. It was fantastic. And Heather Mills' leg apparently did not come off on Dancing with the Stars again last night.
Come on.
She's doing really good.
Well, we don't want that. That doesn't help us.
No, she's becoming like this hero.
No,
I hate her.
She's not. Is everyone starting to like her?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
That's bad.
I know.
That's why she went on the show, right?
That's why she would do it, but come on.
Turns out it was a smart move.
And I didn't see any of that, but I asked after it was done. That's all I cared about is, did her leg come off? And she said, no, she's doing fine. And in fact, apparently it was an extremely athletic and difficult dance last night, and her leg still didn't come off. So what's the point?
Yeah.
What's the point? Yeah. I think they had to kick her off because false hopes. You know? Bad advertising. We thought your leg was going to come off. It didn't. You're out.
That's a good point.
How do they do it? They hand them clocks or something? How do they do that on the show?
They just get voted off.
They make
off.
Them dance? Okay.
No.
All right.
They have to sing, though, right? Before they go, they have to sing after they're voted off?
They don't sing.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
All right.
Got to talk about last night's Final Four. There were several things that were kind of fascinating.
The dude.
That happened on the Final Four?
No, it's a sorry. It's the 3rd of April, Ingus.
Had to do it. Sorry.
Bean has Asperger's, and he can't go on if we don't say it's the 3rd of April.
Apparently, no one will ever know the date if we don't say it.
No.
It's not on calendars or anything.
But it's worth butting in for, because
I'm like that guy in that movie that opened up last week in that bank robbery movie who has to do things in the same order every time. Otherwise, his brain just gets electrocuted.
Right, but change that. You know, you could still change it, right?
Because that guy actually had brain damage.
Yeah.
I don't think you're past changing that. I think you should,
let it go.
This time, of course, I forgot it. But I'm saying the rest of the week, I should make a note and purposely not give the date. I think our audience will be fine. And just see if you can get through it.
Asperger's syndrome is a mild and rare form of autism.
Okay.
It is typically characterized by difficulty establishing friendships and playing with peers.
That's not me.
Trouble accepting conventional social rules.
That's not me.
And they dislike any change in setting or routine.
Well, that's not me at all.
That might be you.
And they're obsessed with maps. There's about 20 other things that match Bean perfectly.
Oh, please. He's the poster child.
Yeah. On today's Kevin and Bean show, we have to talk about, in Cincinnati, I don't know if you saw this, but Hey Batter Batter Swing is being outlawed in Little League.
Oh,
Hey Batter
really?
Batter Swing.
It's a tradition, right?
It has been, yes, but now it's too cruel.
It's not even really mean. It's just fun.
It can make a kid feel bad.
Oh,
because it distracts him up at the plate. Maybe the crowd shouldn't be allowed to cheer and stand up and applaud and yell to get stadium noise.
Maybe they should all turn the other way so he doesn't feel like people are looking at him.
Yeah, no one's watching. Nobody's watching. We're looking the other way. No, it's ridiculous. It's just ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
But they're talking about outlawing it. So we need to bring down the hammers of hell or whatever it is we do. Also on today's show, we got a K-Rock listener who wrote to us and said, I was with you guys. I thought that you were correct. I was agreeing with you all the way along when you said the secret is not a secret really at all. It's just power of positive thinking.
Mm-hmm.
But it's changed his life, this listener. Changed his life.
What, the secret did?
Yes. He's got checks that he doesn't know where they're coming from, just pouring in. So we got to talk to him
this
today.
Magic
this
money.
This is top-notch gay.
Yeah. Lightning's got a new diet. We must speak to him. Lightning is not the guy you want to go to for physical ability, physical shape, dietary tips, none of the above.
But he'll give you advice as if he is an expert.
All day
he'll
long.
Force expert advice on you.
Didn't he actually argue with you about working out?
It's ridiculous. Puya, our old intern, was asking me questions about exercise and diet. And Lightning stepped in with his expertise, refuting what I was saying.
Mike's a trainer. He's been a trainer for a long time. Yeah. Lightning.
It's a blob.
Pretty much the opposite of the trainer.
Hey, remember that time Lightning shut up? Oh, wait, that never happened.
Oh, exactly. That's right, yeah. Also, more info on Michael Jackson, who apparently is, he's trying to zero in on some kind of a permanent deal in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
One of the casinos, and his idea for a 50-foot robot that roams the... I don't know what his deal is. You know, he loves big statues of himself.
He loves him.
He certainly does.
Yeah. Apparently is a robot that's going to walk around the desert with laser beams and all kinds of... I don't know what that
sounds
is.
Great.
If somebody would have him, and I'm sure they would because there's money to be made, I can't imagine how Michael Jackson couldn't sell out as many concerts, as many weeks of the year as he chooses to perform. It just seems like that's a slam dunk to get him kind of out of his money hole a little bit.
Even still, even after all that he's gone through, there are enough people that come to Vegas that would see him. And by the way... I know that this makes me...
It's top-notch gay.
But I've seen him in concert. A long time ago I saw him when he was good. And mm-hmm. he's an amazing performer. Amazing.
Does he just not want to do it anymore?
I don't know. Maybe his time is taken up with kids. I don't know. I can't tell you. But anyway, he's trying to zero in on that. And we'll give you some more details on that. Plus, coming up this morning, we got Muse tickets for you every time you hear a Muse song. Mm-hmm. And we have Killers tickets for you every time you hear a Killers song. So that's coming up this morning, and also a surprise guest.
Really?
We're not going to tell you.
Really?
Who it is. How about that? What do you think about that?
Well, that would be a surprise.
We're not even going to tease it. We're not even going to tell you who it is. I mean, we are going to tease it.
You can't keep a surprise, by the way, a secret, Kevin.
Oh, Lisa.
I'll know within half an hour.
That's a finely crafted character that I have on the air.
Yeah.
So your secret is safe with me, sister.
I'll know by the end of traffic.
5:43, we'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz Beat next.
Ralph is here for Tuesday morning at 5:49 with the Showbiz Beat. Morning, Ralph.
We have Dave Sanchez on Suicide Watch, so please, if you all sign up on the sheet, take your shift.
What happened?
Appreciate it. News comes out this morning that pop star actress Mandy Moore fractured her ankle during a magazine photo shoot.
During a magazine photo shoot?
You know how strenuous they can be. Sometimes you're having your picture taken. Oh, you go down.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, apparently she's been hobbling around Hollywood for the past month because she fractured her ankle while jumping from a boat during a cover shoot for June's health and fitness magazine, Self.
Irony.
Wow.
Irony.
Yeah.
So who's on shift now? Who's watching him now?
Right now it's Lightning.
Lightning, okay.
You'll probably kill yourself.
That's what he just told him, so I don't know if we should leave him alone in the room or not.
Is he threatening to fire him?
Yes, apparently, so.
Dave types, she looks hot with a cast.
Dave.
Happened at the end of February in Mexico. She says it was for one of the setups of the spread where I had to jump into the water. Wow, she's a horrible athlete.
Yeah, I know.
How do you sprain your ankle jumping into the water?
Fractured, not sprained. Fractured her ankle.
Actually broke.
That isn't good for you.
You know how hard water can be when you jump into it.
Sure.
She's been sporting a cast, as Dave mentioned, on her right leg the past few weeks. Everyone's been asking, so she's released that tidbit for the press. So now we know that she's horribly, horribly uncoordinated. Speaking of hot chicks, Stuff magazine has released their annual Sexiest Woman of 2007 poll. Mm-hmm. And here's how they finished up. Here's the saddest part. Justin Timberlake at one time was said to be dating 2 out of the 10 in the top 10.
Yeah.
So how's that fits you.
Yeah.
Number 10 on the list, Christina Aguilera. Sexiest, 100 sexiest women list combined from Stuff Magazine, keep in mind. Malin Ackerman, number 9.
I don't know who that is.
I have no idea either.
Oh.
Hmm. Malin Ackerman.
Okay. Got me too.
M-A-L-I-N Ackerman. So please hold off on the emails. I'm going to go in the next room. I'm going to look her up. I'll see her picture.
Okay. So send Ralph at krock.com
an email. Kevin at krock.com.
Telling him who she is.
Kevin,
is this the U.S. Stuff Magazine? This, so it's somebody we should know? Or is this a British list?
I don't know.
Okay. Okay.
But you'd like to be emailed.
We see those British lists with funky celebrities that we just have never heard of.
It does not say, UK stuff. It says Stuff Magazine. So I'm assuming it is the American version.
Well, there's a hot chick out there that we're not aware of. That's good news.
Angelina Jolie, number 8.
Oh. Sure.
Don't know her.
Olivia Wilde, number 7.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Sienna Miller, number 6.
Sure.
Number 5, Catherine Mother Effin' McPhee. How do you like me now?
Wow.
No wonder I had the McPhee-ver all that time. Number 4, Eva Longoria. Number 3, Jessica Alba.
Sure.
Number 2, Scarlett Johansson.
Excellent. She's not number 1.
Number 1, hard to argue, Jessica Biel. Jessica Biel, number 1 in top 10.
She's pretty hot as well. That's a good list.
That's a coin flip, though. 1 and 2 right there.
Yeah.
No Cameron Manheim this year. She dropped off, huh?
See, what Bean did was go the other direction, Lisa.
I see.
Not hot.
After all our hard work, boys and girls, looks like it's finally going to happen.
What?
James Doohan's remains are going to be blasted into space this month.
Okay.
Those of you who don't know his name, he played Scotty on the legendary TV series Star Trek.
Right.
He was the engineer on that show. Captain, I can't go any faster.
That's what, as every episode.
Yes, of course, he was in the legendary TV show and the spin-off movies. He died at the age of 85 in 2005. And just now, Houston, Texas-based company Space Services has announced that Jimmy Doohan's remains have been placed in a rocket in Las Cruces, New Mexico. Liftoff is scheduled for April 28th. This follows a 2-year delay.
Wow.
Apparently, some flights were postponed because they had some misfires and tests weren't going, and they had a practice flight that was doomed to failure. So now they got all the bugs worked out, and they will be sending Scotty into space. Here is the thing that chaps my ass, though. Space Services announced following the brief flight, Doohan's remains will parachute back down to Earth in a capsule.
What?
What?
Hardly seems like you're being sent into space for your final resting place, then.
They're going to send him into space and then parachute him back down.
It's too late for Jimmy to enjoy the trip. There's only one reason to send your remains into space. That's so they can just orbit up there and you can be in the heavenly bodies forever.
It doesn't even make sense.
No, it does not. But imagine eBay, though, when you catch that capsule and it goes down somewhere.
It's like a golden ticket, right?
United States, yeah. Oh, nothing. Just Scotty's ashes. What's my bid? What are your bids now, people?
You know, Ralph, I remember when we participated in the campaign to help his family get Dad a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Yes.
And it finally happened before he died. And I guess now there's a campaign underfoot to get Walter Koenig a star. I guess Chekhov now doesn't have a star, so they're trying to get one for him on the Hollywood
Walk. Is he the last member of the crew who doesn't have a star?
I think he's the last of the major characters, yeah.
Does George Takei have his own star?
George Takei does, yes.
He does.
By the way, you want to know who Malin Ackerman is?
What's that?
Malin Ackerman, is that
Malin? Malin Ackerman, we mentioned.
Hot blonde girl from Harold and Kumar who took her shirt off.
Ah! That's well, with a body of work like that,
yes,
you can see why she's in the top 10. Well deserving. Good news for everyone like myself who hates Howard K. Stern. He has lost his most and probably final appeal.
Excellent.
To block the release of the DNA results that will reveal the name of the biological father of Anna Nicole Smith's daughter, Daniel Lynn.
Anna.
So let me get this straight. He's the father, and he wants to not let anyone know
it. Yes. He doesn't want to prove it for some reason. Stern is named as the baby father on Daniel Lynn's birth certificate, but as you know, it's been challenged by her ex-boyfriend, Larry Burkhead, who claims he's the real father. The six-year-old's DNA was tested on March 21st, but the results have not yet been released. Apparently, they will be now, seeing as Howard K. Stern has lost his battle to block the release of that information.
Excellent.
So we may know any day now who the real father is.
And it may not make a difference, as you described before, since the kid is Bahamian.
That's right. However, it may be James Doohan. That's what I'm guessing.
Really? That's your guess?
I want them to shoot the baby into space to be reunited with her father.
Great idea.
We can be done with it. Here's exciting news. I haven't heard about this, but apparently all systems are go for a sequel to the X-Files movie. really?
Oh, really?
Our buddy Dave Duchovny has announced that he and Gillian Anderson are going to reprise the characters that made them both famous. Of course, Agent Mox...
Max
Mulder, or Fox Mulder, depending on how you look at it. And the other one, the chick.
That series was in the late 70s? I forget.
I think so.
Early 80s?
Late 70s, early 80s. I believe it could be more timely.
It was the 90s.
90s.
And then in 1998, they made the feature film, which I thought was quite good.
It was very good.
And apparently, X-Files creator Chris Carter and one of the staff writers, Frank Spotnitz, who had written many of the episodes,
right.
They are currently working on the script for the new film.
That's great. I'd go.
Both Dave and Jillian said they're on.
I'd go, too. It's good for the actors, though, because they've done so much high-profile, successful work since the X-Files left the air that they've obliterated. It's not like they're now only identified as being X-Files actors.
You sarcastic son of a bitch.
So now they can afford to go back to it and not worry about being typecast.
Dave says, this week, they're starting some kind of road towards doing the film. Jillian and I both want to be in it now. Apparently, there was some speculation as that Gillian Anderson did not want to be involved. We're happy to do it. At this point, all of the fatigue and anxiety we had towards the series after a 9-year run is gone. We've forgotten why we hate one another. We can all remember why we love one another. We're very happy to go back. So it looks like we'll have another X-Files movie to look forward to.
Excellent.
All right.
I'm very pleased about that.
It's a good show.
Remember how yesterday we had almost no celebrity birthdays?
Yeah, one guy
worth
from
mentioning.
NCIS or something? What was it? One guy. That was it.
One guy from Law and Order. Yeah. Law and Order. Right. And, of course, the keyboards from Maroon 5.
Sure.
Today, the exact opposite. A plethora, if you will.
So if you're born yesterday, you're a loser. If you're born today,
you are in good company.
All right.
Sticky Fingers.
Oh, yeah.
He's 37 years old today. Amanda Bynes.
Oh.
You know her from What I Like About You.
Yep.
And from Nickelodeon. She had her own show on Nickelodeon.
How old is she now?
God, I think she's 18.
12 now. I'm not sure she gets that bell. That's what I'm worried about.
27 years in business, she's finally turned 9. She's been famous longer than most of us have been alive.
Yeah, true.
She's 21 years old today.
There you go.
So you can give her the good bell.
All right, good.
Jamie Bamber. Our pal plays Captain Lee Apollo Adama over there on Battlestar Galactica on Sci-Fi. He's 34 years old today. Lisa, you all right?
I love him.
Yeah.
I've just been
Lisa's been choking down every episode of the series now. She just finished.
So to speak.
She just finished the entire second season. She's just been force-feeding herself Battlestar Galactica.
I have.
Yeah.
I can't help it.
That's a good show.
And every time he takes off his shirt, oh my God.
But in the second season, he got way fat, though. He got way fat.
Yeah, he got kind of fat.
He got huge.
He did get huge.
He got huge. His own... His own father on the show called him a fat ass.
Sweet.
Fat ass. I'm supposed to probably... Gene Simmons just sitting there in the back of the room.
We've been choking down.
Force feeding.
Just sitting there.
You'd think, right?
Where are you, Gene?
Too busy doing leg lifts. I'm doing the calf raises.
Mike Ness from Social D is 45 years old today. Eddie Murphy.
Really?
Is 46 years old today. David Hyde Pierce. Of course, was Niles on Frasier. He was also in Spamalot on Broadway, actually, 48 years old today. Alec Baldwin, who was so good on that 30 Rock,
wow.
He's 49 years old today. Wayne Newton, speaking of Las Vegas, 65 Damn. Years old today, the king of Las Vegas. And Tony Orlando. The reason I bring up Tony Orlando
Come
now,
on, Ronaldo.
Some of you may not remember Tony Orlando. Tony Orlando was a very popular singer-songwriter back in the 70s. He was part of a super group known as Tony Orlando and Dawn. They had lots of number one singles. Tony, of course, also is probably best known for working with Kevin and Bean on the theme song to a festival that was held, I don't know, somewhere in Bismarck, North Dakota or something. But it was a bunch of Germans who got together and eat funnel cake and drink beer or something. And there was screaming women and children, I know, something horrible like that. It was called
Schmeckfest.
It was called Schmeckfest.
That's right.
And for some reason, you... And Bean and Tony Orlando, Kevin, were fascinated by Schmeckfest to the point...
I don't remember any of this.
...where you actually crafted together a theme song that will live in infamy as one of the crappiest pieces of radio ever.
Got it.
How'd you like that stall?
Just got it.
I was thinking
Psychomike
that can only be described because it no longer exists.
Psychomike was
furious.
I'd like to sing it for you now. It goes a little something like this.
Gather round, boys and girls, and listen.
You know that Schmeckfest is a special time each year.
Isn't us?
Yeah, it is.
Kevin and Bean will be in Freeman, South Dakota, to meet those East German chicks and drink some beer. There'll be lots of screaming men and women and children. There will be sauerkraut and aqua. Did we mention beer?
Yep. Whoa, baby.
Thank you, our special new friend, Tony Orlando.
No problem.
For helping K-Rock celebrate Schmeckfest this year.
Schmeckfest! Happy Schmeckfest, everybody.
Why do you do that to us on this date every year? Why can't
you
let it go?
Yeah, exactly. It's not my, don't blame me.
Yeah.
By the way, what I'm saying is, why do you continue to keep it alive?
Why did you do it in the first place?
Because we're bad, clearly.
Well, then you deserve to be punished for your badness.
That's not where it ended, by the way. Bean went there and broadcast from that.
Did you guys have nothing to talk about?
What do you think?
10 years ago, 15 years ago, whatever the hell it was?
What do you think?
Was there nothing in a newspaper you could pick up and discuss?
No, there's plenty.
To go to Schmeckfest?
There's plenty of good stuff, but we focus on that.
You pull Tony Orlando out of his crypt, you prop him up, and you sing the Schmeckfest theme? Who was in charge back then?
Really no one.
We're not bringing in your after-school special every year and making you relive the bloodbath. Why don't you let us off the hook once in a while?
My performance as Kroenke in a class act looks like Oscar-winning material compared to Schmeckfest.
No, I don't think so. Can't find it though.
Damn.
We don't have time for you to stall as long as we had you stall for Schmeckfest to find it. We'll get it.
You have your head up your ass.
Good work, Mike.
Schmeckfest. Tune in every hour on the hour for more Schmeckfest. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
So it seems like there's no end to celebrities who have decided Las Vegas is the way to go. You know, why travel the world? Why be out living out of a suitcase and in hotels for 300 nights a year when you can just go to Las Vegas, set up shop, and have the world come to you? And the latest celebrity to talk about doing that is our old friend Michael Jackson. Apparently he's on board now with the beauty of Vegas.
Oh, I certainly hope so. We got Mike on the phone. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Kevin and Dean. How are you?
We are good.
Good.
So, rumors are true? Las Vegas is what you've decided on? That's the answer?
I have purchased a home here in Las Vegas.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I'm looking forward to working here for many years so that all my fans can come to one place and see me perform.
Are you talking with any of the casinos specifically, or are you just kind of opening it up for bids?
Right now, I'm in conversation with several of the casinos.
Okay.
I've been talking to Sam's Town.
Sam's Town, okay.
I've been talking to Hooters.
Okay.
And, of course, Imperial
Palace?
Yeah. Yes. They already have one of me, but then they have two.
Now, it's going to be kind of a Celine Dion deal where you play a certain amount of weeks a year, right?
It'll be a lot like Celine Dion, yes.
Okay.
Only I'll be whiter.
Wider than
well, certainly. Yeah. Yes, of course.
Sure.
Now, are we talking, Michael, and I know, you know, all the details aren't worked out, but are we talking about a Michael Jackson solo show, or is this where you get back together with the family? Because at one time, they were talking about all the Jackson singing siblings together, including Rebe and Jan and the whole deal.
Yes, we were going to have Rebe and Marlon and Tito and Jan and Peter and Bobby and Cindy and Marsha.
No.
Those are,
it sounds like the Bradys.
Those are Brady Bunch.
And Donnie and Marie and Alan and Wayne and Merrill.
You know, Osmonds? Those are Osmonds, Michael. We're talking about just your family members, the singers in your family we heard were going to do the show.
I don't know who my family is anymore.
Okay.
There will be people stopping by, yes, the special guest stars, but mostly it'll be me.
Okay. What's the story that we read about some kind of a 50-foot robot that you're talking
about? Yes, I'm so excited about that. I'm
what
glad
is that?
You brought that up.
Explain that to us.
It's a 50-foot robot.
Okay. Does it look just like you?
Yes, it's an exact replica of me.
Okay.
Only far much larger.
Much bigger. Okay. Is it going to be at the casino or wandering down the strip or where?
No, we're going to have it wandering the desert outside of Las Vegas. So when you fly into Vegas, the first thing you'll see is a giant 50-foot mechanical Michael Jackson.
So it'll be like one of those big spacecraft from War of the Worlds that just wander around and can shoot laser beams out of its eyes.
Yes, and I'll tell you, it works great. It's an amazing, amazing.
It's already done?
Yes, I'm actually playing with it right now.
Fantastic. How do you play with it? What do you mean you're playing with it?
I'm testing it out. I haven't really seen it before.
Was that powering up? What is that?
That's powering up.
Okay.
I'm just waiting for the sound effects to get fixed here.
Okay.
Oh, here it goes.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, goodness. Oh, it's so impressive.
It sounds impressive.
Especially when Omar gets the sound effects working. Much more impressive.
Omar is there in Las Vegas with you, Michael?
Yes.
It's weird that you would have an Omar, too.
He's back here at the studio.
And it shoots laser beams.
Oh, nice. Wow. Now, what do you have, a remote control there?
I wish I had a remote control.
You don't have a remote control.
No, everything's being done by hand here, apparently.
It's okay.
And it's got x-ray vision.
Uh-huh.
So that I can see right through the walls of elementary schools.
Oh, that's not. That's
I don't know why you want to do that.
Ron is set up for a joke.
Way too much, yeah. Ask me.
Me too.
Let's talk about the Final Four last night. I don't know if you were watching. The championship game was, of course, between Florida and Ohio State.
Kevin, yesterday we came in, and commented how fantastic Florida was and what a joy they were to watch. Yeah. And you were still too bruised by seeing the Bruins lose Saturday, so you were unable to appreciate that.
Yeah,
that
having wasn't
watched
fun.
Last
night's game. You
said you
weren't going to watch, didn't
I
you?
Said I wasn't that interested, but then it came around time. There wasn't anything else on. I was like, yeah, of course I'm going to watch. I've spent
having
the
watched
last
night's
weeks.
Game, though. They're amazing, right?
Yeah, they're amazing. They are.
I mean, that is a team. I mean, I know that they're the first, starting five to repeat ever, you know, in college basketball, which is pretty impressive. But those guys, I mean, there's four NBA players on the floor there. I mean, that's pretty sweet club right there.
The problem is the fifth one, the guy that I hate with the ponytail, the French dude. I just despise that guy with my whole being. So I wanted
Joaquin Noah.
Yeah, that guy. So I wanted Ohio State to win because that guy, he's got the ponytail. He's got the ridiculous looking father with the ridiculous looking brown hat in the stands.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God, something about him just makes me want to punch him right in the face.
I thought he was phenomenal. I love that dude. His dad is Native Wayne, though, who used to run the reggae show.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you saw his mom that he spent 20 minutes walking through the stands to get to at the end of the game. His mom is a former Miss Sweden, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
I mean, come on.
Nice.
He's got the strangest shot. Anybody that plays basketball knows a sideways rotation on the ball is pretty much impossible to do.
And
but that's how
he
shoots the ball. And he's got the ponytail. And he's French. And he talks like a Wigga. You see, you hear him after the game? Yo, we all going to get down. We going to celebrate like we do, like we do. You may not know how we celebrate, but in Gainesville, they know like we do. He's like, shut up.
My boys know we go to go all night tonight.
What's wrong with that
guy? I preferred him when he shut up. I concede that.
Greg Oden from Ohio State, he's the center who is amazing. And they're
incredible.
Still claiming that he's 18. And Petros was talking about this yesterday, how he's got to be 30. I was watching him all night last night. I was thinking, that guy is 40 if he's a day.
Really?
He's too old now to go into the NBA. He's got a beard. No one has ever looked less 18 than him.
Wow.
I think he's got a couple of grandkids, too. And that's what tipped me off. Maybe there's a problem. Yeah, this is the guy who scored 25 for Ohio State.
He was amazing.
Losing ever. He was incredible. Bunches of, knocking balls away and getting the rebounds. I mean, he was great, but it was not enough.
No. The coach, did you see the coach of Ohio State? That guy looks like plastic surgery gone wrong. Like they took somebody's giant fake nose, one of those funny noses, and they put it on him, and they pieced his face together. Every time it would come across him, I would pause my screen. I would look at it and go, what is wrong with that guy's face? And then I realized it's the guy that sings this. In the Federal Witness Relocation Program.
What?
You think he's the coach of Ohio State?
Is Humpty?
Look at him again. Look at him again.
Think about that.
He's in Federal Witness Relocation Program, and he's actually coaching a basketball team now.
Well, they didn't do a very good job if you were able to identify him.
Yeah, well, that's true. But halftime is by far the part where I was screaming at the screen the most. Did you see halftime, Bean? Did you see Dick Enberg?
I heard you're talking about the montage.
Oh.
You know, I heard them tease that was coming up, and I don't think I saw it.
I love a montage. This is Kevin speaking. I love even that stupid One Shining Moment song that they wrote, that they do a montage for the Final Four every year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a sucker for it because it's highlights of the game and all the excitement and all that kind of stuff. But this montage was so childishly, retardedly stupid that I was yelling at the screen. Dick Enberg, apparently no one's watching him anymore, and he's insane. So he puts together a montage of people's hands. Hands. He calls it the anatomy of the game.
Hands are an important part of basketball.
It's players' hands?
It's the players, it's the cheerleaders, it's the band, it's the clapping of the cheer of the crowd.
Just hands.
It is one hand pun after another, and I was yelling at the screen. I was so angry. I was throwing things by the end of this. Listen to Dick Enberg in what is going to be his final game as people now realize he has completely lost his mind.
Well, as we near the climax of another great college basketball season, it is a chance to reflect upon the anatomy of the tournament, specifically the hands, basketball hands, that have expressed a broad range from extraordinary skills to nonverbal communication.
Okay, now understand the world's biggest spotlight for the NCAA, right? The Final Four. This is it. This is the Super Bowl of the NCAA basketball.
Oh, so many hands. Welcome to Final Four competition. Hands will complete the full circle of this handsome season in less than an hour.
See, handsome, because it's got the word hand in it, Lisa.
Gotcha.
That, by the way, is Olympics opening ceremony, corny.
Yes.
That's what that is.
Didn't somebody, at that point, I would have killed it. I would have said, no, that's dumb. That'll make you look bad, Dick. Take that away.
We've marveled at the magical rhythms they've produced. So soft, yet so bold.
Is he getting turned
on? There were little hands.
He is. He's got a semi right now.
Passing the test of trajectory. In a game's mathematics where two hands equals three.
See, because the ref put up two hands, and that means it's a three-pointer.
Oh,
he's a
D-line. I didn't get that.
See how creative that is?
Gotcha.
Where defense has featured Quicksilver hands answering the battle cry, all hands on deck.
Okay.
Boo!
All right, listen.
Wow.
Stop now.
They've pounded on Seoul's door.
Black guy, by the way. Not kidding. That was a black guy. Pounded on Seoul's door.
I thought they were going to the feet.
No. No, it was just a black guy's hands.
Okay.
As we saw old friends go hand to hand. And master hands, stirring memories of championships past. Connecting with today's hand-me-down DNA. Hands-on advice.
Okay, obviously you can't figure out everything that they're showing, and I don't even remember it, but it's so goddamn stupid that I wanted to kill him. And I like Dick Enberg. I always think he's a good announcer.
How long does this go on?
More! He's got more!
Never hurts. And but for his Hoyas, we'd include a hands bro. Hands once again did orchestrate unity, stability, mobility, direction, empathy, penalty, pain, passion.
So now they're just showing a montage of different shots of people's hands.
It's top-notch gay.
You think he's done?
They should eliminate the halftime in college basketball. There shouldn't be one anywhere. They should just go right for the first half into the second half if this is what they're going to do in between.
And finality. So as we count down to the climax with the handspring, let's get the carpals with a final syllable of two special handmade teams. At hour's end, one will earn college basketball's ultimate upper hand.
Okay, now the piece is done, and they cut to the live announcers that are going to talk after that piece. And Dick is the first person to talk.
Despite this digital world, there is 20 minutes on the hands of time. And, Greg, you got to hand it to Florida that first half.
Okay, so
he cannot get over himself.
No, he won't stop. Now, at this point, you think Greg would punch him, right?
Yes.
No.
They need to put him down.
Listen to Greg.
Handy little piece, Dick. Thank you very much.
Handy little piece, Dick. That's not the word you want to hear anymore.
No.
You never want to hear that sentence.
That's the Super Bowl of NCAA basketball right there.
That is a big fat boo.
What?
Somebody needs to go to Puppy Lake. Maybe everybody needs to go. Hey, Mike, are you going to continue to support your last place Dodgers? Have they been mathematically eliminated yet? Or I'm just curious if they can still get back in it.
Shut up. See, because there's been one game and they lost.
That's interesting because the Seattle Mariners are tied for first place in their division. So if the season ended today, they would be they'd be right in the playoffs. And I guess you wouldn't know what that's like.
How about if we put some money on that then, Bean? How about if we put money on the Dodgers versus your stupid Seahawks or whoever they are for the end of the season? Sorry, we're about that.
6:36 on the Kevin and Bean Show. The Kevin and Bean Afro line up and running. 323-520-AFRO. 24 hours a day. It's an answer machine. You can call. And 9 times out of 10, it's going to be busy. You won't be able to leave a message. But when you can, please do.
Most of you. Let's see. The first one is a call in reference to yesterday with Petros Papadakis when he came into the studio. And he and Psycho Mike were having a bit of an argument. Well, they were actually yelling at him. Well, they were actually fighting. Yeah.
Psycho Mike, I think you're a fag, but you know what?
I think you could take Petras' politics. No offense, Petras, I love you, but kick his ass, Mike. Kick his ass.
I don't think there's any question that Mike could take Petros. I mean, was that up for discussion?
I don't know. Petros used to play football.
Yeah, and he says he thought he outlifted him.
Psycho's a little pretty boy.
He thought. And then what
happened
at the break?
I'm a pretty boy.
I think I put my money on Petros.
Oh!
Really? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, no question.
Not
my
me.
Petros has gotten soft and flabby in his years since he played.
He's boxed. He's played football.
Years ago.
You have to remember.
Mike spends all the time in front of a mirror with styling gel.
And Petros is, deep down, a really nice guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a dick. That's true.
Yeah, exactly. I would dance on his face with my fist.
I don't think so. I think I'd put my money on P.
Well, sorry. All I'm saying is it may be time for another drink box. You guys remember how successful it was when Ralph and Dave fought? For folks who missed it, that was one of the greatest days in the history of the Kevin and Bean Show.
All the people who loved that fight, all the money we raised for charity.
Man, we
should do
it. It was amazing.
Too much
drink boxing,
though.
Too.
I'm still too tired from it. I think I need a little more time off.
Maybe next year we'll be ready for it again.
I'm glad that Bean started off with if the season ended today, because that's what he does every freaking day of the 9-year baseball season.
If the season were to end today, Pluto would still not be a planet, and the Mariners would suck.
Burn, how dare you. By the way, it's only every day from now till the end of October. Oh. So it's not like it's year-round. It's not full-time.
Are you kidding?
Every day he does. Yes, that's what they do with the World Series, of course.
I never pay attention.
Oh, I'm not even a baseball fan, but I know they're talking about Dodgers for World Series. They're not really talking much about Seattle. Sorry.
See, that's because we're gonna jump out and surprise everybody.
Right,
no one's
sure.
gonna see us coming.
So let's put some money on it then.
Well, I mean, we don't have time to get into that right now because we've got the Kevin Bean Afro line in here.
Mm-hmm. Yesterday, we world premiered the new Linkin Park song.
Yeah, hi. Mm-hmm. I wanted to request that new Linkin Park. Oh, wait, you're playing it again. Forget it. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, that's a good song, and we haven't played it yet today. I hope we are going to very soon. I would like to play that again.
I do, too. One of Bean's friends calling.
My anus is stretching for you, Bean. My anus is stretching. You know what I mean?
Oh, he knows.
That's just inappropriate.
Yesterday was my boyfriend and I anniversary. Now, instead of taking me out to a nice dinner, maybe a movie, you know what he gets me.
What do you think he got her? Their anniversary. Instead of taking her out for a movie for dinner, she's upset, clearly. What did he get her?
Did he name a star after her?
Oh, God, I'd be upset then, too.
An effing midget. What the hell? I don't want a midget. Mad. It was funny, but I'm mad.
Come on.
I think that's awesome. First of all, second of all, she's just upset because it's a loader. He didn't get her one that she could keep. If you can get one as a pet that you can keep forever, that's awesome.
Well, they're usually wild, though. They're not controllable. You can't.
Right. I know. They're hard to domesticate.
The lineup continues to evolve for Coachella.
Botched vaginal plasty. They're going to be playing at Coachella, right?
Good news.
Yep.
Like
sure.
that? This guy, for some reason, refuses to believe that Lisa May had the G-shot.
Why?
I got to call BS on the whole Lisa May enlarged G-spot deal. I think it's an April Fool's joke. I ain't buying it, man.
I don't know.
I went to the doctor. It's not that big a deal. Why would it be a joke?
It wasn't April Fool's when we did it either, by the way.
That's true.
That was this past Sunday. We weren't even on the air. So.
Right.
Yeah,
that
I did
probably
it.
Probably doesn't have anything.
It's real. And there is, for guys who want to try out the new enlarged G-spot, there is a sign-up sheet at krock.com. You just have to go put your name on it.
It's full.
Oh, we can't even do that anymore.
No, it's packed. It's packed for years.
Oh, I see. Too much. Lisa would be too old by the time she got to you, so it's not even worth putting your name on the list anymore?
Nice. Okay. Although Super Horse is wide open.
Morning, everybody. I wrote this little song about your producer, Alex, there. So here it goes. Well, it's like throwing a hot dog down a long, empty hallway. It's like dipping your Johnson in a glass of warm water. It's like throwing a pencil through an open barn door. Swing it to the left, swing it to the right, but you can't feel a thing because the girl ain't tight. It's Alex, the super whore.
Well done.
Speaking of April Fool's, this past Sunday was April Fool's Day. We, of course, did nothing with it because we weren't on the air. But that doesn't mean that our expert listener, Dewan, our favorite listener of all time from Los Angeles, California, was off the job.
What's up, Kevin and Bean? It's Dewan from Los Angeles, California. Instead of my date withdrew, it's I'm friends with Drew. April Fool's.
Come on.
Wow.
Hey,
oh,
hey,
got us.
You see what he did? He changed the name of the movie that was
six months ago. April Fool's that he's friends with Drew, though?
I don't know, but he seemed to enjoy it, and so I do as well.
Okay.
323-520-AFRO is the phone number, 24 hours a day.
It's 6:49. Ralph Garman is here with the Showbiz Beat. Ralph, has the grim reality of you being off vacation started to settle in now that you're in for the second day in a row?
Starting to settle in. Settled in around 5:31 yesterday.
Ralph says that, but I happen to know in the other room, he so loves us, Bean.
He's so happy to be back. He hated being in Vegas.
Where is this coming from?
He misses us when he's not here.
Here 48 hours ago, I was sitting at the topless pool at the Wynn Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas.
Sad because you weren't with us.
Rotating between giant fake cans on girls in Vegas to the outdoor blackjack table.
Trying to drink your sorrows away.
To the cocktail lounge.
I know, this is
better, though, right? That's what you're saying.
Now I'm sitting here with you people.
And your point is, this is better than that. How can that be? No?
No!
All right. Well, we misunderstood that.
Sorry.
What's going on in the beautiful world of Hollywood?
I could be sitting on the beach in Beirut. I'd still prefer that.
They have lovely beaches.
They do. They have some excellent white sand beaches. Check it out for your holiday, won't you? Hey, it's that time of year again. Big Brother gearing up for another season. Big Brother 8.
No.
That show is not still on, Ralph. Why do you tease?
They are looking for, as you can imagine, house guests. Are you an outgoing, intriguing, competitive person who would make the perfect Big Brother house guest?
Yes.
Are you up for anything and everything? Are you ready to live inside the Big Brother house with a group of strangers while multiple cameras record your every move and sound 24 hours a day, 7 days a week?
Now, they keep putting this show on because it is so cheap to make. They already have the house. All they have to do is just
turn on
flip
the switch. That's right.
Yep, and that's it. And then they just edit it up and they run it 3 or 4 nights a week all summer long.
Sober up Julie Chen and push her out there on the set. And it's magic time.
Can we give a message to Big Brother? Do you mind if we have a second? Just
this feel free. Is
from the Kevin and Bean Show.
It might be best if you just let it go, okay?
There you go. Anyway, they're looking for contestants, if you're so inclined. The open call will be Saturday, April the 14th. Not this Saturday, but a week from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at CBS Studios Radford. That's in Studio City, California. 4024 Radford Avenue is the address. For more information, you can go to cbs.com. It's where you can find the application on the lower left-hand side. Click on Big Brother, and all the information will be there. But I want to give you a heads up in case you were so inclined to participate in Big Brother number 8.
Psycho Mike will give you the time off if you want to apply.
Really?
He'd be great in that house.
Oh, he would dominate.
He would.
He would make everyone miserable.
Yeah. Everyone would despise him and quit all on the first day.
He would win $1 million in about 20 minutes.
And I think they would like a guy like Mike. You know, good-looking kid with a personality and
a smart
ass.
Chip on his shoulder.
But am I authorized to be involved in a CBS project?
Oh, that's true. You work for CBS. You couldn't be on CBS.
Fire me.
Okay. Can we fire him and then rehire him afterwards?
No, can we fire him and just fire him?
I'm in.
We'll tell him we'll rehire him.
Yes. Awesome, good plan.
Take down Doto with you, too, when you go to audition. We've been trying to get Doto in there forever. Oh, Doto, Dwan, and Mike in the same house.
And Nick.
Nick, we have so many people, we could make our own Big Brother.
We should.
Sam.
Comedian.
Talk about running everybody out.
Dave Sanchez, Ralph, the King of Mexico, would just sleep through the entire competition and win. No one even knows he's in the house.
You may be on to something. Seriously, let's try to rent a house and put some cameras in it and make all of them live together for a week.
That's way beyond our scope.
Wow.
We're really reaching for some entertainment there that we can't provide.
Plus, we'd have, death would happen because of that.
And they'll be drunk while they're living in the house. Drink living, we'll call it.
Drink like brother. Looking forward to it.
Well, the Department of Homeland Security wants your copies of Tron.
What? The 70s movie?
Reports are emerging that the Department of Homeland Security has asked Walt Disney Studios to turn over all copies of its film Tron that's in its possession. It's also asking retailers to remove all DVD copies of the film from store shelves and turn them over to federal officials.
What was that movie about?
It was about a guy who is a computer programmer.
Yeah.
Who is trying to override this malevolent program called the Master Control Program.
Right.
And so he goes in to try to hack into this program, and through a series of fantastic events, gets absorbed into the computer.
He goes himself into the computer. That's right.
Jeff Bridges played the lead.
I do remember that.
He gets digitized and sucked into the computer and ends up in this computer world where all these programs think they're humans, and he's got to compete against these other programs for domination of this computer system.
And what are they saying is the problem with that today?
Well, the problem was the movie was shot in a nuclear fusion research facility called Shiva at the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory in 1977. This place was built for generating fusion energy.
Right.
It was a failure and it was shut down, and so Disney rented it and shot a large proportion of the, especially the part where he is going into the computer system. That building housed the computers that they shot at.
Okay.
And now the Department of Homeland Security says that with the new digital age, the vision is so clear when you watch the movie that you can actually see things in those labs that may be security risks for America.
They're doing a bang-up job.
They certainly
aren't
they?
Are. I am proud.
Never mind the borders. Never mind the shipping containers that are being loaded into ports on a daily basis. Let's snatch up all the Tron copies to make sure that the terrorists aren't studying Tron to see if there's any nuclear secrets in there.
King of Mexico says a listener called to say that that was an April Fool's joke. I hope so, because if it's not, our Homeland Security needs to be fired and replaced immediately.
Well, this story was released on a website called Kuro5hin, which is a technology and culture website. And the story was listed by the author as Thursday, March 29th.
Oh, dear God.
So I did a little research and see if I could find anything else about it being a hoax. But apparently, it was written on March 29th. Not to say it couldn't be a hoax, but...
Oh, I hope it's a hoax.
I hope so.
Really? I mean...
I hope it isn't, actually.
Come on.
Much better if it wasn't.
Come on.
You know what's not a hoax?
Right.
The hottest video right now on the internet?
Oh.
Have you popped around YouTube lately?
Hottest video on YouTube?
What do you got?
The latest?
Never would have thought she would have this kind of sense of humor.
Okay.
But Alanis Morissette has recorded her own version of My Humps by Fergie.
Alanis Morissette.
Have you heard Alanis's version of My Humps?
No.
It's spectacular.
Since when does she have a sense of humor?
The video is hilarious. She reproduces the video almost shot for shot, Fergie's video, and she does the song in Alanis style, not only to mock Fergie, but to point out how hopelessly horrible the lyrics are.
Good for her.
Wow.
It is endlessly entertaining. I was given the heads up by a couple listeners, and apparently it's just taken off in this groundswell. You know, this guerrilla marketing they can do now with these songs and
it's
the record
huge.
Companies, that kind of thing is huge. And now everyone's talking about it, and I've been watching it nonstop pretty much since yesterday. So I brought in a little taste of it. I promise you, once you hear it, you're going to want to go run to YouTube and watch Alanis Morissette's cover of Fergie's My Humps.
What you gonna do with all that junk? All that junk inside your trunk? Come on, get you love drunk on my arm.
That's unbelievable.
What you gonna do with all that ass inside them jeans? I'm gonna make you scream.
That's fantastic.
Say I'm really sexy. The boys, they wanna sex me. They always stand next to me. Always dancing next to me.
When did she get this sense of humor?
I have no idea, but...
Trying to feel my hum-hum. Looking at my lump-lump. You can look, but you can't touch it. If you touch it, I'ma start some drama.
Spectacular, just spectacular.
You don't want no drama.
No drama.
These are the lyrics?
No,
yes, that's what the best part about it is. You get to hear what the lyrics are really like. She dresses as Fergie in the video. She completely replicates it, and she does an hysterical, amazing Alanis Morissette version. It's almost as if someone was doing a parody what it would sound like if Alanis Morissette did that.
Right,
it's her.
Wow.
Which is even better.
Great.
That's awesome.
Check it out.
Hey,
it's very entertaining.
Speaking of Fergie, how is she in the Quentin Tarantino movie? Doesn't she have a part in one of those films?
She has a small role in the first film, Robert Rodriguez's Planet Terror, and she's fine in it. She's actually pretty good. Yeah.
Does she show him?
No.
B, were you not here when we talked to him a half hour ago? What's wrong with you?
Talked to who?
Quentin Tarantino. We talked to him all about that.
He postponed that interview. We're doing that.
We didn't, perhaps later.
Yeah, we didn't. That didn't happen.
She plays a lesbian in it. That counts.
That helps. That's nice.
But there's no real lesbian action.
Oh, well, what's the point?
Those lyrics are terrible.
Yeah. Wait till you see it. Your head's going to explode.
Wow.
It's just horrible. They always treat me nicely. They buy me all this icy. Yeah, it's good stuff. This bulletin was just handed to me by assistant producer Alex.
Okay.
Tron Band, Just a Joke on Us.
Oh, thank God.
This from TMZ.com.
Oh, I'm so happy.
The story about the Department of Homeland Security designating the 1982 film as sensitive because of a portion of the movie's live-action sequences filmed at a nuclear fusion research facility was indeed a hoax from a tech blog for the April Fool's Week.
Thank God.
It was a good one, though.
Yep.
Homeland
Security. It was
secure.
A very good one. Whew.
And by the way,
they can go back to the ports now.
Yeah. There's no such thing as an April Fool's Week, folks. If you don't do it on April Fool's Day, it doesn't count as an April Fool's joke. I'm sorry.
You can load up the week before, I don't think. It's really not fair. However, apparently they say if you had read the entire article, you notice that they quote an FBI agent named Lerpa Sloof. Lerpa Sloop is April Fool's spelled backwards.
See what they did? Those smart guys with their joking.
Those nerd geeks can be very clever, I'll tell you right there.
So that makes me feel better because now the Homeland Security can go back to keeping our ports safe like they've been doing.
That's right.
And securing that border.
Yes. Today's celebrity birthday is Amanda Bynes. She had the Amanda Show over there on Nickelodeon. She was in Can't Touch This or whatever the hell that show was that they did.
Can't Touch This.
I don't know.
What the hell was that show? She's got a big break.
Can't
do that on television? Was that hers?
I don't know.
It was David King of Mexico when you need him. He watches all those 12-year-old shows.
Yeah, he'll tell us.
What I Like About You, of course, she does over there on the CW or the WB or the QA or the UPN or whatever show. It's got 21 years old today. Jamie Bamber, who plays Apollo on Battlestar Galactica. He's 34 years old
today.
Shut
up, Mike.
We had him in here on the show. We couldn't ask for a funnier, nicer, more talented guy.
Yep. He had everything.
Mike Ness from Social D turns 45 years old today. Eddie Murphy, comedian and actor, is 46. Oscar nominee, Eddie Murphy. David Hyde Pierce, who for many years played Niles, Frasier's brother, on the TV show Frasier, is 48 years old today. Alec Baldwin turns 49. Wayne Newton, the midnight sun, they call him in Las Vegas.
I've never seen him. I have no interest in seeing him. I just can't imagine he's any good.
He's 65 years old. You better hurry up if you do want to catch
Not
him
in Vegas.
And Tony Orlando. Yes, Tony Orlando, who was a very popular singer back in the 1970s, had many smash hits.
Mm-hmm.
A couple years ago, Kevin and Bean found him, I guess, working at Arby's and decided to give him a job. So they brought him to the studio to celebrate Schmeckfest, which is a festival I guess they've lost some interest in because I don't think they've celebrated Schmeckfest since.
Since the year we
that
did.
Was, that was Mark and Brian. You're
right.
Confused. You're
I'm
Mark
pretty
and
sure
Brian.
I'm not because I dug up the Schmeckfest theme song sung by Tony Orlando.
Sorry, we're out of time.
He mentions you two by name, and I can hear you distinctly singing in the background.
That's weird.
I don't know.
What you gonna do?
No, that's not you.
That's not it?
No, that's Alanis doing it.
Gather round, boys and girls, and listen. You know that Schmeckfest is a special time each year.
Mark and Brian.
Kevin and Bean will be in Freeman, South Dakota.
Yeah, Kevin Bean's guys
to meet those East German chicks and drink some beer. There'll be lots of screaming men and women and children.
Wow.
There will be sauerkraut and awkward. Did we mention beer?
Whoa, baby!
Thank you, our special new friend, Tony Orlando.
No problem.
For helping K-Rock celebrate Schmeckfest this year.
Schmeckfest!
It's sad to see Mark and Brian dead now and not able to do that kind of comedy anymore.
Hey, that's an FCC violation. They could sue you for that.
Okay, they're alive.
All right. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show his beat.
We're dead.
A lot of people think we don't read our email, by the way. They think you sit down, you take the time to sit down to send something off to Kevin and Bean, and then it's ignored or read by an intern or thrown in the trash. No, we do. And that's why, ladies and gentlemen, we have heard you, and we're trying to play more Red Hot Chili Peppers on the Kevin and Bean Show because we've seen what you've been saying.
Direct response.
Guys, I love the band, but why don't you ever play the Red Hot Chili Peppers when I'm getting ready to go to work or school in the morning? Yes, we are there for you. We are being responsive.
You say it there, it comes out here. That's the way it works.
Exactly. Exactly.
Let's talk about Little League. I don't know if you remember maybe a couple of weeks ago we were talking about how they're going to outlaw booing
Yes.
Remember that story?
Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
And we were saying that it's we think that's a bad precedent because kids grow up and they think they deserve something.
Right. We really shouldn't coddle them that much.
You need to be slapped around a bit when you're growing up. Let's be honest.
Sometimes, frankly, kids, you suck. And you need to be told that. Well, but I think part of where that booing story came from, and I could be remembering this incorrectly, is that it's become more and more of a problem of adults, of parents in the stands getting into fights.
Yeah.
Because of stuff like that. Because, hey, you booed my kid. You know, he's out there. He's trying to.
Yeah, exactly. He's trying to do his best. Yeah.
Exactly. Yes. Part of it. And part of it is, yeah, exactly like you're saying.
Wow. That's a bad signal we got there.
Yeah, no.
So basically the Cincinnati Little League, in case you haven't heard of it, here's the news story, and this is probably going to shock you.
Little Leaguers in metropolitan Cincinnati will no longer be allowed to have infield chatter that is negative toward the opposing team. So instead of swing, batter, swing, batter, swing, batter, swing, a sound familiar for nearly 100 years in America, Cincinnati Inquirer columnist Paul Daugherty writes, that refrain may be amended to, hey, batter, please swing if it makes you feel good about yourself.
Yes. Yes.
Very nice.
What a great world we live in, don't we? Let's say good morning to the president of the Little League in Cincinnati, Lynn Heffley. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning, Kevin Bean. How are you?
Very good. Thank you.
So, well, we're fine, but we're a little surprised by seeing this news story of what's going on in your city.
What's surprising about it?
Well, you're really going to ban swing, batter, swing? That's been part of chatter in Little League for 100 years, like
tradition.
You guys said.
Well, absolutely. It has been around for a long time, and I think it's about time that we took a long, hard look at this tradition and recognized that it may be damaging to the psyche of these young men who are playing the game. And I think, frankly, it was one of the easiest decisions I ever made.
Really?
Absolutely.
Isn't this along the same line as you can't play tag because it'll make someone feel bad? You can't give grades because it'll make them feel bad? You can't keep score because it'll make them feel bad? Really?
I think this is different because, frankly, the child playing in Little League, if he does strike out, he'll feel plenty bad.
Right, and then
he doesn't need the added, I think, abuse of people saying things from the stands or even from the infield from other players that compound that. I think he's sufficiently learned his lesson when he strikes out on his own.
But I think part of what, you know, the swing bat about, I think part of what that is, you know, you take advantage of having a crowd on your side. You know, when your team is up, you've got the, you know, a little bit of the home field advantage because you've got people rooting for you. Then when the other team is up, you've got people, you know, booing and rooting against them. And kind of, you know, you try to get the maximum edge out of where you're playing.
Well, I think we're trying to take some of the pressure off these kids. There's certainly enough pressure on them just to try to win the games. And I don't think they need it added on by people screaming things to them from the field or from the stands.
Are these all ages? I mean, I think I could understand the 5, 6, 7, 8-year-olds, but once you get to be 10, 11, 12, you know, come on, they need to be booed.
Well, I beg to differ.
Okay.
And we've changed the rule now. We don't want to take the fan participation out of the game at all.
What can they do?
Well, we've released a list of acceptable chance that you can use in the stands when you're dealing with players on the field as they perform their duties.
Oh, so this is actual good chatter.
Well, not so much good chatter. It's just alternative chatter. It's,
okay.
It takes the edge off a lot of the traditional sayings, which we think were unduly harsh, and gives them some options they can say that may not be nearly as detrimental to the players on the field as some of the previous things.
Okay. Like what?
Okay.
Well, you brought up hey, batter, batter, swing, batter.
Right.
Which is one a lot of people, when they talk about this story, apparently seem to be quoting that one. We have released an alternative version that's completely acceptable at all Cincinnati Little League games.
Okay.
Hey, batter, batter, swing when you think it's appropriate, batter. No pressure here, batter.
But how do kids chant that together? It seems like they'll all be getting jumbled up with those words.
They're going to need to work it out.
Okay.
We want a pitcher, not a belly itcher, is another famous one you may have heard.
That's one of my favorites, by the way. That is such a burn.
Not even sure what that means anymore. But, we want a pitcher, not a belly itcher. Now, the alternative version, the only officially approved version is, we want a pitcher, and we're sure you're certainly qualified, regardless of your inconsistent performance as of late.
Again, seems difficult
makes
to pull
him
off.
Realize he's struggling, but at the same time, we're not really questioning his qualifications as a
pitcher. You're not condemning the kid just because he's having a rough outing. I understand, yes.
Pitcher's got a rubber arm.
Sure.
That was done for many years.
Sure.
The
pitcher is struggling, but I'm sure the pitcher has other hidden talents that more than make up for his apparent lack of baseball acumen.
Lynn,
so maybe pitcher's not for him, but he's got other, you know, he can feel good about other parts of
Lynn,
his life.
Have you ever played Little League?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I played.
Because the Little League kids, they don't really use the word acumen.
Well, they should. It's an excellent word, and I'm trying to expand their vocabulary.
All right.
We want a catcher, not a belly scratcher.
Yeah, I
remember that.
That
one.
Sure.
We want a catcher, but we also want you to know we fully comprehend how difficult that position can be to play. It's very hard on the knees, and yet you have acquitted yourself admirably in spite of that fact.
God! These games are going to be like 2 hours longer.
Nobody can even remember that long enough to chant it, Lynn.
Well, we'll hand out flyers and cards, 3x5 cards, so you can have them right there. Just read it right off there. It's not that difficult, really.
Seems difficult.
The most cutting of all, I think, is when the opposing team loses in a home stadium and they start to sing that god-awful song, na na na. Hey, goodbye.
Right.
That's just cruel.
That's kind of rubbing it in after the other team has lost, right?
Right. So we have established new lyrics for that song. Na-na-na-na, hey, nice try out there. You've got nothing to be ashamed of, so have a safe trip home. And we're all meeting for ice cream at Dairy Queen if you'd like to join us.
Well, that kind of takes the fun out of winning and rubbing it in, though, Lynn.
Yeah, but you had those blizzards at Dairy Queen?
Yeah, they're good.
Oh, damn, they're good.
You were a bad pitcher.
I missed out on those.
You were a bad pitcher and hitter and fielder in Little League, weren't you?
My name was Lynn. What do you think they did to me on the field?
This email begins, Dear Kevin and Bean. So I know you think The Secret is a bunch of BS.
The Secret.
And I thought it was, too. But ever since you guys started talking about it, I decided to give it a try. This is a K-Rock listener named Wes, and what we're talking about is the latest just unbelievable, hugely successful positive thinking
fad. Yeah.
I mean, it's still, the book has been out for months now. It is still number one on the New York Times bestseller list. There are people who are going out there and just snagging this thing up because, well, partly because Oprah endorsed it and partly because people are reading it and liking what the message is, I guess. As simplistic as it is, sometimes people need to have it spoon-fed to them before they'll do it.
Well, it's not just that. It's also that positive thinking has been around forever. But this is, they put this in the whole form of a secret. Like, it's really, ooh, you got to get in on this because you don't know anything about this. This is part of it.
This is the great secret of life.
The secret. Why does it sound scary? It's just positive thinking. The secret. And it goes on and on. But basically, it's just think positively and things will happen. It does go a little far for us in that it says food won't make you fat unless you think it will.
Yes.
And if you want to lose weight, don't look at overweight people. And if you have breast cancer, just watch funny movies. I mean, some of the claims are absurd. But that's not to say the power of positive thinking is something we don't believe in. We do. It's just not a secret.
It kind of gives you the guts to do things sometimes that you wouldn't otherwise.
Yeah. Listener Wes is on the phone. Good morning, Wes. Usually a fairly negative, sarcastic, pessimistic guy.
Yep.
Our favorite kind.
Decided to try The Secret and become super positive. People at work are negative. When people are work at negative, what do you do?
I would tell them that they were being negative and that they needed to stop.
Stop that, right?
I bet they like that.
Oh, it was kind of a joke.
Yeah.
According to The Secret, they say that you only get bills because you think you're going to get bills.
Really?
Yeah, you're in debt only because you think that way. If you were to expect checks, that's what you would get in the mail.
You don't get bills because you subscribe to cable and you got to pay them every month. That's not why you get bills.
Nope.
You get bills because you expect to get
them.
It's
your negative mindset. That's what you expect to happen. And whatever you expect, according to The Secret, your mind puts out some kind of vibrations that the world has to obey.
Right.
So hey, Wes, if you expect negative, you get negative. The world has to obey it.
K-Rock Lister West, did you buy The Secret? Did you read The Secret or watch the DVD? Or did you just start, hey, I'm going to start trying to be more positive?
No, I didn't buy it. I just started hearing you guys talk about it, so I figured I'd give it a try the past week and a half.
Before we get to the amazing transformation in you, are you being funny?
No, I'm not being funny.
Sarcastic, negative guy started thinking positive. Tell us
Wes doesn't sound to me, Kevin, like the guy who's got funny in him.
No, but sarcastic. He seems like he could be doing this sarcastically. So tell us about last Friday.
Last Friday?
Well, whenever you got the letter, yeah.
Yeah, last Friday, I came home, had a letter from a place I used to work at. I didn't open it, and because usually I get stuff from them that's just a bunch of crap. And so,
but that's Saturday only because almost, you expected crap from them.
Exactly,
you know that. Okay.
Exactly. Right. And then Saturday, I almost threw the letter away, but something stopped me, and I decided to open it and open the letter. And it said I had a unclaimed check for over for $757.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's been trying the secret for a week, got a check for $750.
But when you went to open the envelope, you weren't positively thinking, were you? You weren't expecting it to be something good, and then it turned out to be good. You were shocked when you opened up that check and found that money, right?
Yeah, I was pretty shocked when I saw that.
But maybe the secret made him not throw it away. Maybe there was something back in the back of his mind saying, this might be good.
Now, let me ask you this question, Wes. If you wouldn't have started trying to use the secret a week and a half ago, do you think that letter wouldn't have come?
I'm not going to say that wouldn't have come, but...
I'm going to say it wouldn't
have. It's kind of weird that all of a sudden I got that letter.
He attracted that, Kevin.
He attracted it by his positive thinking?
Uh-huh.
Hey, I need a check.
This is the great secret of life.
I want a check for my old place of business. Oh, my God, I got a check for my old place of business.
That's what happened.
Hey, Wes says you can call it a coincidence if you want. This is in his email. But ever since he started positive thinking, things have been going much better and much smoother. That's Wes's conclusion.
But I'm going to say, again, the power of positive thinking has always been around, not a secret. And I believe that it's a much better way to live your life, thinking positively.
Well, apparently it was a secret to Wes.
I think positive thinking just sets you up for more disappointment. That's what I think. I think the better you expect things to go, the more frequently you are going to be disappointed by how crappy things really are. That's how I look at things. Perhaps I need the secret.
Wes, talk my friend Bean into how to use the secret, please.
Bean, all you got to do is kind of wake up with a new idea that the day is going to be good, and just try to keep all the bad stuff out. Just people bring you down.
But then when it's not good, when it sucks though, isn't it a crushing disappointment to you?
No, because it happens for a reason.
It happens for a reason.
If something bad happens, it's happening for a reason, and something good will come out of it eventually.
That's going to be the sequel to The Secret. That's going to be the next book. A year from now, we're going to be talking about the smash sensation, It Happens for a Reason.
Our man Lightning is a very, very special fella. And
thank you. And by special, you mean special.
He's been with us for quite some time. Nobody eats worse than him. Lightning is the guy who eats chocolate by the truckload.
Yeah, I try to have a diet as poor as, this is Bean speaking, I try to eat as poorly as Lightning, and even I get sick at some point and can't do it anymore. he's a champion, man. I can't keep up.
The fast food industry doesn't make enough for Lightning.
I am the human sewer. That is true.
He eats so poorly, and throughout the years, he's tried several times to make some moves that'll change things up. Like one time he asked Psycho Mike, who is a certified trainer, if he could get him a gym membership.
Mm-hmm. And train him.
But he said, I can't come up to where you are in Pasadena. I kind of need it to be down here. So Psycho Mike got on the phone, called Gold's Gym in
Long Beach.
Long Beach, okay.
Where Lightning
lives. Yep. And got him a year of free service at the Gold's Gym.
It was awesome. Yeah.
I'm still a platinum VIP membership.
Really?
Still very appreciative.
I don't even think it was a year. I think it was a lifetime.
Fantastic. That's all you need, right?
Regardless, it was very cool of them to do that.
And Psycho Mike also offered to drive down to Long Beach and train him gratis, without any charge whatsoever.
How's it working out in that gym? Is it great?
How many times would
it's
you...
It's a beautiful gym. I toured it, sure.
How many times would you estimate you've worked out there? How many times? Just an estimation.
Hold on, let's see.
Number of times you worked out.
Carry the one.
But then it's over 52.
So
weeks.
Zero.
That's zero, yes.
Yeah. You've never gone. When was that?
This was 6 months ago?
6 months
ago.
But the way, you guys got to understand, Lightning approached me, and he doesn't do this. He's like, Mike, I got to talk to you, seriously. I got to do something. I'm really out of shape. You know, I want to live longer. Can you help me? And, you know, Lightning speaking to you in a heartfelt manner, it just doesn't happen.
Yeah.
So he was so serious at point A, and by point B, which was a day later,
he was out.
Yeah.
I'm fine. I like the way I look.
not happy with the way I look, you know. I need to drop 25 pounds, I think.
50.
Somewhere around there.
50.
Now,
50?
Now,
I don't think I'd be.
Start with 25.
It was either last
Lightning,
week.
Is part of the, excuse me, Kevin, I didn't mean to interrupt. Is part of the problem that your wife is so much younger and hotter than you, and you have to know that she's one of those frustrated women who sees the blob walk through the front door at the end of the night, and she thinks, I could so do better. I could so either leave him or I could get a dude on the side and really be happy with
every
myself.
Every day that I wake up and she's still there, it just blows me away. I'm like, what?
You're shocked.
Now, here's what I like about Lightning. He's the walking contradiction. He's wrong man because not only does he eat worse than anybody and doesn't work out,
right?
But we had an intern who was asking Psycho Mike, who again is a certified trainer who trains people, he was asking him for his advice on weightlifting, and Lightning felt the need to butt in and correct Psycho Mike, to fight, to argue, to say Psycho Mike doesn't know what he's talking about,
but,
and that Lightning was going to give him the real truth.
That is not, that is what
I heard it,
that is what happened, but all it was is I was telling her, hey, you've got to work out, because she wanted like some quick, if I eat this, then this happens. No, and I just said, just eat less and work out. Now, I can't take my own medicine, but but that's the answer.
This is
eat less, work out.
This is Puya.
What?
Puya talking about being sore.
I remember. He was talking about the reps, how you work out your reps.
Oh, that time. Okay.
If you're sore, then just work out less.
Yeah, that's what I said. I said just work out less. Because, I mean, come on.
All right. So, cut to last week. Everybody in the office, everybody here at K-Rock was starting to wander down the hallways and go, wow, we need to get our toilets fixed. What's wrong with this place? Our general manager came down the office and said, did you guys call somebody about the toilets?
It reeked.
Yeah, it wasn't the toilets. It was Lightning's new diet. Now, Lightning...
Oh, no.
Without,
no, but
no,
not,
it wasn't coming out of Lightning.
It was food.
It was the food
it was
he had
food.
Microwaved.
Steamed vegetables.
Yeah, I don't mean to... I'm sorry, I didn't mean to lead you astray to think that it was coming out of Lightning.
No.
It was him steaming vegetables that smelled bad enough that everybody thought it was the sewer.
Turns out, don't steam broccoli and cauliflower in a microwave.
Now, the thing about Lightning that I enjoy is that if he decides to eat apples... backs up a truck of apples, brings in containers of 25 pounds of fruit and vegetables.
Now, I mean, I will say that, I mean, I'm overweight. I'm not obese. I'm not sitting there eating, shoveling cakes into my mouth.
Right.
I don't do that.
How many times has he asked you your advice for, I don't know, for his diet, for a different way to eat? Or
Not really.
None.
I can't really think of him ever doing that. Hmm. No.
That's not true.
So you didn't ask him about this. This is just you making it up.
But yeah, I'm just trying to eat a little healthier. I mean, here's the thing. I eat fast food 3 times a day. Those are my... I mean, that's we wake up, you guys know, we do Del Taco or Carl's.
Hey, I saw your Super Size movie, man. I know exactly what happened.
Dude, I know. It's exactly right. I mean, and I just sit behind the keyboard, and I'm just emailing people and calling, you know, all day long. That's all I do. And then I go straight to the store after this and do more email and whatnot. So I just I'm don't get much activity, and fast food is my life. Not necessarily by choice. It's just
it's not
what
choice. They force it on fast food industry.
No one's forcing it on me, but that's where I go. I make a beeline straight from place to place, and that's I pull the car through, drive through, and go on.
I think it's admirable that Lightning is trying to get a handle on it now, because it's just going to get worse 10 years from now. He'll weigh 20 pounds more than he does now. I think that's fine. I'm glad he is being proactive, but it does seem like you're not taking advantage of Psycho Mike, a guy who, you know, can email somebody for a week and they drop 20 pounds. I mean, the guy knows exactly what to do.
Well,
I mean, look at what Omar looks like now compared to 6 months ago, just with going under, Psycho Mike's recommendations.
Omar looks great, but Omar has a different stamina, I think, than I do. He's got some. Well, no, I have a little bit, but I mean,
Omar has self-respect.
He has self-respect, self-esteem, all those selves that I don't have.
We're running a little low on time. I apologize for this, but, you know, you're the expert at getting people on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
We're asking our assistant producer, Alex, to step up. Super Whore has lined up your stomach, apparently, to talk to you on the phone.
Interesting.
Somehow she got a line down there. I'm not exactly sure how she did it, but kudos to her for that.
She learned from the best, yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Is this Lightning's stomach?
Yeah.
Wow, that sounds...
cavernous.
Oh, so hungry.
You're hungry?
Oh, you're hungry?
I haven't had little donuts in 2 days.
Oh, yeah. I eat those every day. Hostess.
Donuts.
Yeah.
Well, what about the 40 apples a day? Is that not doing the trick for you?
They go right through me.
Yeah?
I need something that sticks to my ribs.
Did you like the chicken that I ate last night?
Oh, chicken is so good.
That was healthy.
The thing is, I'm used to a wide range of foods.
Mm-hmm.
So when Lightning just eats, you know, vegetables and apples, it throws me off a little.
A little?
Yeah.
You prefer the Del Taco and...
No, I like everything you eat, man. It's great. I mean, I like that variety. I never know what's going to come down next.
What's that?
Oh, that was a machine gun Lightning ate a little while ago.
Machine gun?
Yeah.
It's loaded?
Wow.
That was a firehouse.
You ate a whole firehouse?
Well, you know, one brick at a time.
Oh.
That was that wolf he ate.
Why would you eat a wolf?
I don't know. Just
nothing
hungry.
Else around. He was at the zoo. The cage door was open.
I got
said,
you.
Hey, free buffet, dude.
I got you. Elephant?
Also at the zoo.
Little one. Baby elephant.
Yeah.
Is that his clown car?
That's his clown car, yeah.
Wow. Ate that too.
I realize he ate
clown
that.
Car.
Yeah. What's that?
That is a dog. My poor old dogs.
That was from Lightning's trip to Koreatown.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's that?
I don't know. Omar, what was that?
Wait a minute. Omar's in the stomach with you?
That was a firecracker. Oh, it was a firecracker.
Tell Omar that didn't sound like a firecracker.
Everyone's living in my stomach.
Caught me completely by surprise. Should have got out at the Koreatown.
By the way, double Oscar-winning actress Hilary Swank on tomorrow morning's Kevin and Bean Show talking about her new film called The Reaping, and also Rosario Dawson from Grindhouse. That's going to be tomorrow right here on the Kevin and Bean Show on KREX 754. Ralph Garman's here with the Showbiz Beat. Good morning, Ralph.
Speaking of Grindhouse, as we mentioned in the last hour, Fergie from Black Eyed Peas stars in Grindhouse as well. She has a pretty sizable role in the Robert Rodriguez half of the movie called Planet Terror, and in the film she plays a lesbian. Well, Fergie's never been too shy about divulging secrets about her personal life, and it turns out that she says playing the part of a lesbian was simple for her because she has a past of sampling goodies that the same sex has to offer.
Fantastic.
It's top-notch gay.
Started out when I was 18, she said. I got a little wild after being raised a strict Catholic. And then, oh, she won't give out the magic number of lesbian partners she has. She does admit to being a very sexual person and says she isn't all that discriminatory about it.
That's so hot.
So she's had her share of lesbian love.
That's fantastic.
And she plays a lesbian in Planet Terror.
Good news. Ralph, you're with me that she looks awfully rough for 32 years old.
Well, the plastic surgery did her no favors. I always thought she was very attractive when she was in Wild Orchid. She was in a girl group years ago called Wild Orchid.
Mm-hmm.
And I always thought she was terrific looking. But then it looks like she's had her eyes done and her lips plumped up and everything. And she just looks odd now. Although her body's still spectacular.
Yeah. Nothing wrong there.
Spectacular.
Although her London bridges are falling down.
Yeah, but she's still got the humps. She's still got her lovely lady lump.
That's true.
Speaking of which, it's taken over the internet. Everyone talking about the new video that has magically appeared on YouTube. We can only assume that it was placed there by the artist herself. But Alanis Morissette has done a cover version of Fergie's My Humps.
She going into her Weird Al phase?
I guess so.
Alanis Morissette.
It is a straight cover, though. She hasn't changed the lyrics. She is just singing them in the style of an Alanis Morissette-type song. And not only is it hilarious, and also point out how horrific the lyrics are to My Humps.
Well, these lyrics are the same lyrics, because...
But when you watch the video, you also see Alanis doing a spot-on replication of that video in her own inimitable style. She's dressed as Fergie. She looks like her. She does the same dance moves, the same scenes. She makes a few variations. She headbutts a couple people and stuff in a very, very funny way. But who knew Alanis had this kind of sense of humor?
Nobody.
If you haven't seen it yet, it's on YouTube. Just go to Alanis Morissette, My Humps, and I'm sure you'll find it. But we have a little of the audio here so you can hear how just terrific the song is.
What you gonna do with all that junk? All that junk inside your trunk. Come on, get you drunk. Get you love drunk on my arm. What you gonna do with all that ass? All that ass inside them jeans. I'm gonna make you scream. Make you scream. Make you scream. The boys, they wanna sex me. They always stand there next to me. Always dancing next to me.
Yeah, she was so talked about as a sort of a humorless artist for so long. I think a lot of people forgot how talented she is. She's a really good singer, songwriter, and piano player.
But she can't make these lyrics work.
No.
It is funny, though, as you listen to these actual words from the song, to remember that the Black Eyed Peas folks won a Grammy for this song, My Humps.
No, no drama. No, no, no drama.
Yeah, it's terrific. So you can check it out on YouTube if you're so inclined. I recommend it highly. Very funny stuff. Here's some interesting news coming out of the National Enquirer, so take it with a grain of salt. But apparently, Chris Rock has a 13-year-old love child by a woman who says she met the comedian while she was in college during the 1990s. Okay. Her name is Callie Bowyer, and she claims that her son Jordan is the son of Chris Rock. Now, Jordan suffers from seizures and has undergone a series of tests to determine the root cause, but the doctors haven't been able to do a complete medical history because they can't get Chris Rock's cooperation. From the time Jordan was born until he was three, I've been asking Chris's lawyers to try to get this resolved, but I keep getting brushed off. They've been asking for birth certificate, baby pictures, OBGYN records. I've complied. I was nice. I was patient. But in the end, Chris still refuses to acknowledge paternity. I don't want a dime for myself. I want support for my son. And I think it's rude that Chris just won't respond. His attorney's exact words were, "This is going to disrupt his life."
Oh.
Yeah, that tends to happen when you have a child out of
wedlock.
Which,
if it's not his kid,
not a problem.
Yeah. Right.
But if just it is, and the kid's sick especially.
Yeah.
Could the seizures have been caused by going to see the Chris Rock movie, I Think I Love My Wife? Because I understand that is a side effect that's possible.
Very possible. Yeah. And more baby daddy news. Looks like Howard K. Stern, Anna Nicole Smith's lawyer slash companion, has lost his most recent battle to block the release of the DNA results that could reveal the true biological father of Anna's baby daughter, Daniel Lynn. The court said yesterday that it's too late to raise these objections.
Good.
He should have done this before they even ordered the DNA testing, the judge claimed. So the 6-year-old was tested on March 21st. The results have not yet been revealed, but it looks like we should know shortly the results of those tests. So we'll keep you posted.
I think it's pretty safe to say that if Howard K. Stern argues one way, the justice system should go the other.
Regardless of what he says?
Yeah. Just a rule of thumb?
Yeah. I agree.
I'm about over with caring what happens to anybody in Anna Nicole Smith's family at this point. I was excited about the story like everyone, and now I think I'm ready to just let it go away.
Although I think there will be more of a sense of closure once we hear the final results of the DNA testing and we know who the dad is, then we can all go about our living.
I'd like for Howard K. Stern to be homeless before I finish watching this story.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll get to work on that. Right. Today's celebrity birthdays, Wayne Newton. Wayne Newton, I said. Las Vegas performer Wayne Newton.
I've seen his show, and he is surprisingly entertaining. There's a reason why he is a legend in Las Vegas. He plays like 20 instruments, and he's funny, and he sings and dances and tells stories, and is actually a very entertaining guy.
I haven't seen it, and I'm going to say no, he's not.
All right, we have two opposing viewpoints.
Based on nothing.
But I would just like to say, Donka Shane for that info bean. That's what I'd like to say.
Thank you.
Good night.
How do you do?
Well done. Be here all week. Alec Baldwin, one of my favorite actors. He is 49 years old today. You know, it was on cable while I was on vacation. I caught it. It's one of those movies I'm just a sucker for. When I run across, I got to watch it, no matter where I pick it up, at what point. But Glengarry Glen Ross, have you ever seen that film? David Mamet.
Oh, course, is that the salespeople one?
Guys were selling real estate in Chicago in that office, and it's like the master's class of acting. You've got Jack Lemmon and Al Pacino and Ed Harris and Alan Arkin, Kevin Spacey. I mean, the cast is just sick in terms of the talent they have in that one room.
I don't remember much about it except for I was bummed. It's just a downer,
it's brutal.
It is a downer.
It's a very depressing story.
But Alec Baldwin just is terrifying in that movie.
Alec Baldwin has one single scene where he comes in, and he is a higher-up executive in the firm, and he comes in to try to motivate the guys to sell by announcing their latest sales contest.
If you're
number one, you get a Cadillac.
Wow.
If you're number two, you get a set of steak knives. If you're third, you get fired. That's what he comes in to tell him pretty much. He tells the guy he can't drink coffee. Put that coffee down. Coffee's for closers. You don't get to drink coffee. It's spectacular. Great, great scene.
You were cut out of that movie, weren't you, Ralph? Is that the one?
Blow me. David Hyde Pierce is Niles on Frasier. He's 48 years old today. Eddie Murphy, actor, comedian, is 46. Mike Ness from Social D turns 45 years old today. Jamie Bamber, one of my favorite actors over there on Battlestar Galactica. He plays Apollo. And the girls just think he's dreamy.
He is dreamy.
See, there's a girl
he's
right there. And
beautiful.
She said,
I hear a girl's voice. She's saying he's beautiful.
I love him.
Yeah.
I don't know who that girl is, but that's what she says.
If you're not watching Battlestar Galactica, man, you're missing one of the best shows on television. They just wrapped up their third season. And then they tell you, we'll be back with more Battlestar Galactica in 2008.
Oh, really?
That's a new trend that's taken off.
One season a year. I can't do it. Breaking my heart.
And Amanda Bynes from What I Like About You and from Nickelodeon. She's 21 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I brought in Dave, the King of Mexico. Good morning, Dave. How are you?
What did I do now, dude?
Dude, you didn't do anything. I think you know, though, that we need to talk about something. We've been having some conversation off the air.
No.
And.
No.
But
I'll leave, dude.
Yes.
I'll leave. You don't need to leave. I'm just saying there's something we need to talk about.
No, don't.
And that is. Don't you wish you knew? And that is, remember when you got those flowers?
Yeah. Holy crap!
Hi! From
Holy
Kristen
crap.
Bell.
Now,
see, I knew she loved me!
I do!
I knew it!
Kristen Bell is in the studio.
Wow!
It's a surprise guest. Ow, what'd you hit?
That was
you?
Me.
Lisa?
That was me.
Causing
a commotion.
Kristen Bell, welcome.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm excellent. It's early, you guys.
Yes, it is. Thank you for coming in. Yeah. We appreciate it.
My goodness.
Yeah. You know, we start at 5:30. You know that, right?
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. So Kristen Bell is here, and she sent him flowers. And
yeah.
I got to tell you, Kristen, the day Dave received flowers from you, what was the note?
I said happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, that's right.
Love Kristen Bell.
Kristen, right.
Said, will you be my Valentine?
Will you be my Valentine? Oh. See, he doesn't even remember.
Unbelievable. That's
well, the card was taken away from me so fast, you know, but.
Who took it away from you?
Well, we took it away because he said, hey, guys, Kristen Bell sent me flowers. And we said, yeah, right. So, because we didn't believe it.
Yeah.
Although we had just talked to you and we were telling you that Dave's been a big fan, all that kind of stuff. We've told you that before. But then we thought, well, at the very most, it was from her assistant or somebody from the show, publicity.
I thought it was someone playing a joke on me, and I said, well played, sir. It was funny.
No, I did it. I actually ordered them myself, and I remember because I the woman who took the order, I think, was like 300 years old, and she was really funny on the phone. She said, what's your credit card, little lady? And I remember saying, all right. That's one way to deal with it.
On the card, it looked like just dirty stalker writing. I was like,
I'm sure that was her. Yeah. She's such a
300 pound lady or 300-year-old lady?
300-year-old.
She wrote that. You didn't.
Well, right. She
but I
them.
Dictated yeah. it.
You dictated it. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's shocking.
Was it pretty?
It was very beautiful. Until this day, they're on my bar.
They are?
Oh, yeah.
On your bar.
Flowers. They're still alive. Because that's the love, keeping it, you know, just keeping it alive, man. Wow. I take care of them. I water them. I give it sun every day.
Dave does talk about you on a daily basis. And,
yeah.
Thanks,
I got to tell you, it's kind of driving us crazy.
Yeah. Just,
sorry, you guys.
Just don't.
Do you want me to go?
We really kind of don't like it, I have to be honest.
Guys, just keep her away from my work area. I know.
Don't touch anything.
Why? What's at your work area?
Nothing, but just don't let her go.
What's
there.
At his work area?
Do you
nothing.
Have, like,
someone
photos
else?
Photos and stuff?
No, Lisa, I don't.
Does
not
you have
at
a
all.
Shrine?
No.
Do you have photos of another girl?
Not at all. No. Not,
Dave.
No. No,
oh, he
no,
has
no.
He has a Kristen shrine.
No, I don't, Lisa.
Kristen, go into his workspace. Dave, go in and take.
Where
Lisa, take
it?
Take her to his workspace.
Let's go see.
Let's go see.
Whatever you do, don't minimize the desktop.
Well, you're sneaky. How are they going to be able to figure out?
Or don't look at my phone!
What is it, Dave? Is it a picture of her?
Yeah.
She's
always my, I change my desktop every day, so.
To a different Kristen Bell?
Yeah. So,
wow, that's stalkerish.
It's kind of creepy, but I don't mean it in that way.
It's just not creepy.
It's just something to look at nice every day.
Every single day you change pictures?
I gotta look at your ugly mugs.
Well,
every
I know.
Day.
I wouldn't
so
want to do that
I have
either.
One. I have a picture every day just because it's nice. It's a nice something to look
Kristen,
at.
Kristen, he changes that picture every single day.
Am I always in a nightgown?
Will now.
It's your photo shoot. No, there's different photos.
True.
You should be very scared.
No, you know what? When someone gives you as much love as Dave gives me, I think you should. I have an appreciation for it. I mean, it's my obligation to show gratitude a little bit,
I think.
He
changes the picture every day, Kristen.
Right, but it's not like stalkery, like crazy
no.
love. It's
what
just,
could be stalking
no,
about that?
Right. It's just admiration. It's
no,
like, look, I'd rather look at Kristen than look at you guys.
Well, no
so,
question about that.
You know, that's all it is. It's nothing crazy.
Listen,
what's
I,
on your phone?
Yeah, we couldn't pull that
it's
out.
A,
what
it's
was
such
that?
A, you have such a pimp sidekick.
Oh, he does.
I know.
Like it's, white and it's got like gold on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you know, it's the D-Wade Sidekick 3
yes.
special edition Miami version.
Wow, she's going to fall for you now.
Yeah. I'm so impressed.
What's the picture on there? Do you have a picture of her on there?
Yeah, let me get it because I got to kind of set it up.
Okay.
Okay.
He's got to set it up.
Oh my goodness, you guys, I did not know. Is this
Kristen,
deep?
I'm telling you, this is, you need to have security. That's what I'm telling you. It's scary as hell.
Okay.
What do you got, Dave? Dave's bringing in his D-Wade Sidekick. Because he's better than all of us.
Okay, this is...
What's the setup?
It's kind of comedy, like, for me.
I'm sure it's something embarrassing I've done.
What is it?
Oh, hello.
What is it?
It's a picture of me smooching the camera, basically, which is essentially the screen of the sidekick.
Right.
And he has typed a little bit of text at the bottom, and it says, I love you.
No.
Wow.
And I do, Dave.
Okay. Okay, now are you worried?
No.
He's writing words for you.
He's harmless, and I adore him.
Right.
That is a fact.
Yes. Wow. All right, we need to take a break. Kristen Bell is here. She, of course, is the star of Veronica Mars, and she's got some movies coming out. We'll talk about those when we get back. And she doesn't understand the threat that Dave is. And we're going to need to take care of that.
And we're going to Vegas to get married.
So we'll break, break and we'll be right back. And I got to tell you, we come across a lot of actors and actresses, musicians, and we talk to them on the phone, and they all say they're going to come in and visit us. And then none of them do. And we've come to expect that. We understand. Everybody means well.
They're busy.
They mean they'll come in, but it just doesn't work out. That's okay. That's cool. But Kristen Bell,
ladies and gentlemen, is here.
Oh, yeah.
See, no one has the love for you like she has for me.
That's true.
That's why.
Kristen, I have to make you understand something, though. A guy like Dave, when you say things like you did during that song, The Foo Fighters, when you said your alarm didn't go off, but your heart woke you up, that's something that Dave will hold on to for the rest of his life.
And it may prevent him from actually having a real relationship with a real woman down the road as an adult, because he'll still be holding
still
out for you.
For Kristen.
Right. I'm warning you the kind of damage a person like you could do to him. That's all.
I'm always there on your screensaver.
Yes, he is.
But
he
certainly
but
are.
Only on your screensaver, I think, was the message there, Dave.
Kristen, let me ask you this. Dave can't be your only boyfriend out there. I would imagine somebody like you, who's young and cute and funny and smart and all of that and has the TV show, I would imagine there's lots of little Daves around the country who pine for you the way he does. How do you make time for them all?
I am stuttering. I don't know. I don't. I just have gratitude for Dave because he's been very good to the show, and he's obviously turned you guys onto it, and I appreciate that. And our fans are the reason we're still on the air. And you know, I appreciate Veronica Mars fans and Kristen Bell fans. That's the reason I can do what I do.
Sure. Speaking of the Veronica Mars, we have to ask, because when they put the goddamn Pussycat Dolls show on in your time slot.
You can see a DVD on the air.
Yes, you can.
You can.
Holy.
In fact, we encourage you.
We can say Pussycat, too. How about that?
You guys, I was not aware.
When they put that show on the air and it started getting, God forbid, 1.5 million more viewers than your show, which is so funny and so smart and so well-written and so well-acted, and you got a bunch of horrors in lingerie up there bringing in their eyes, that has got to really sting.
It made me want to jump in front of traffic, but it also let us know we need more horrors and lingerie on our show.
Yes.
Well,
and the funny thing is, I've been saying that for years.
Well, why won't they listen to you?
I don't know. Too small.
Why don't you put, you're small. Why don't you put the Pussycat Dolls on your show? No. Okay. Just an idea.
We did see Veronica wake up a few times in bed this year. We have certainly seen more of that on this season, it seems like.
Yeah, I think
like they're sexing it up a little bit with that relationship.
They sex it up a little bit, I think. Plus, she's over 18 now, so there's certain things you can do.
So now it's okay.
Yeah.
They're trying to exploit me a little bit.
Any truth to the rumors that we hear, and I'm so glad we get a chance to ask you this in person, that they're talking about if you come back next year that you're going to be an FBI agent, that you'll leave a small-town agency?
Here's the deal. Let's set it straight right here. Because everyone on the internet loves to make stuff.
Yes, they do.
Our show as is could possibly get picked up. To up our chances, we have shot a mini pilot where we fast forward 4 or 5 years. So Veronica ends up being 23.
Dana Scully.
Out of the FBI. Yes. Yes. Out of the FBI Academy, and have presented that as an option to the network to better our chances in order to keep us on the air.
So you're giving them two options?
And hopefully, and it doesn't change any of the physical production, the writers or the crew, but the on-camera changes a bit. But, you know, it's still Veronica. It's still the same caliber of show.
Good, because the writers are spectacular.
They're the best writers in Hollywood.
It's really a well-written show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, do you, I think you've answered your question in the way you've described what the plan is, but a lot of actresses in your position, having had a show on the air for a few years and becoming well-known and now being able to be in feature films, would not want the show to come back. They'd be ready to leave it behind and go off to something else. But it sounds like you still want Veronica to come back.
I very much wanted to come back. I think that, I mean, I really would miss the crew and the show so much. It would feel, it's like leaving high school, you know? It's something you know you'll eventually have to do, but you never really want to do. And so any capacity that our show can get picked up, I truly want it to.
Fantastic. Well, you also have some movies coming out. Would you mind sticking around for one more break?
Sure.
Well, we might want to kick Dave out, though. What do you think, Pete?
Because he's really... Dave should be answering phones right now, is what I think.
Dave will cry.
I'm sure people are calling.
That's happy. I don't want Dave to cry.
Oh, yeah. I'll be right out there.
Realize Dave was calling the shots.
Yeah.
Wow, he's in charge.
It is the Dave and Bean show. You know that, right?
It's the Dave and Bean show. As we're sitting here talking to Chris, and we're talking about Veronica Mars, are you in the back of your mind thinking, all right, what am I going to do to take this to the next level? When she gets up to leave, what am I going to say? What am I going to do? How am I going to make a date out of this? Are you thinking that right now?
Bean, don't ruin it, man. Come on.
Ooh,
don't give her a heads up. Dude. Come on.
I remember when you asked Mandy Moore to go to Disneyland with you, and I remember how poorly that went. I'm just looking out for you, Dave.
Because I knew Kristen was coming in eventually.
Why would you throw an old girlfriend in his face?
Yeah, dude.
Way to bring it up. All days.
I'm just saying that there are some tender traps out there, and I'm just worried for Dave. I want to make sure he's not setting himself up for the big crush. That's all.
Oh, no, dude. It's already set up.
Kristen Bell is in our studios. We'll be right back.
Here's what Dave, the King of Mexico, hears as Kristen Bell is talking in the studio during the Incubus song there. Wah, 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 Dave. Wah, 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 King of Mexico. Wah, 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 Dave. That's the only thing he hears. Isn't
I love
that hilarious?
You. I love you. I love you.
It's like angels are singing, dude. That's what I hear.
Kristen Bell is in our studio. She, of course, the star of Veronica Mars. You have many movies coming up, right? I see Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Yeah, I'll leave. Well, we're just starting to shoot that one. I'll leave on Monday.
That's when you're going to Hawaii for.
Yeah. Okay.
Dude, fantastic.
I know.
You also have William H. Macy in The Antique, right?
Yeah, we haven't started shooting that one either.
Okay. So these are all kind of rumors.
Yeah, but Fanboys is coming out at the end of the summer.
Fanboys looks good, too.
That one's
Fanboys
for real.
That sounds hilarious.
Tell us about Fanboys. What is it?
It is the story of five Star Wars obsessed dorks that drive cross country to break into George Lucas's ranch to steal a print of the film.
And it's a documentary?
Yes, about my life. It's really, really funny, and it's sort of a love song to all the Star Wars fans out there.
Or right. It's making fun of them. One or the other.
One or the other. not so much the latter.
Okay, all right.
Kristen, have you done some of those conventions, Comic-Con or FanFest?
I have. I actually frequently go out. I kind of like to see our fans one-on-one.
No wonder you're not scared by Dave. Comic-Con, of course.
He's used to it, yeah.
You know what's funny, Bean, is I always get emails of, dude, I was in Comic-Con this week, and here's a picture of me and Kristen Bell. I was like, great, thanks.
Everybody knows he loves her, so they send photos.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, Kristen was talking to us during the song there about an event that she is doing tonight. And I we're learning so much about you, having you in the studio here this morning. But you are, you kind of co-own a restaurant? You got a place in Hollywood?
I do, yeah. It's called Scorpion or El Scorpion, depending on when you heard the name.
You know the name of it?
I think they dropped the L.
Okay.
And I just found out, so apparently I'm way behind the times.
Okay, so it's one or the other. El Scorpion or Scorpion.
Exactly.
Okay.
But it's basically on Hollywood and Vine. Hollywood and Las Palmas, I think. But
Okay. And you're doing an event there tonight, which is sounds like you're biting off an awful lot here, but somebody's got to do it, right? Tell us about InvisibleChildren.com.
Is a nonprofit that I work with that I actually was lucky enough to meet these guys who had gone to Uganda and made a documentary about the... this awful 20-year-long child abduction war that's been happening. And it's a very, very important cause. And I work with them in San Diego because I feel like they inspire me to be a better human being. And I really wanted to open up why I support it so much to everyone I know here in L.A. So I asked their whole office in San Diego to drive up here and sort of meet and greet and talk about the cause a little bit. So we're just having, you know, drinks and food and going to share a little bit more about why this is so important.
What's been going on in Uganda? Why are they stealing kids?
There's an army called the Lord's Resistance Army, the LRA, who for the past 20 years have basically been this rebel force that has been going into huts at night and abducting children and forcing them to fight because no one else would fight with them.
So they're making them be warriors.
They brainwash them, basically. And so,
but they're not really invisible kids, though, right?
They
because
are
that
not.
Would be cool.
But they're not invisible
it's
kids.
It's not a fiction thing, Bean. I thought it was like heroes, you know.
No.
They just feel unseen. But like I said, I mean, I think that especially in Los Angeles, there are so many things that take you, you know, out of your head and on a pedestal. And this is sort of something I do that grounds me a lot. And everyone involved is so lovely and passionate and inspiring. And I just wanted to sort of open that up to my friends in Los Angeles.
You know what's weird, Kristen, and we'll give that information again about where to go and what time and all that stuff in a second here. What's weird is we have trouble getting our heads around a lot of things that go on in the world. I mean, most of us can't really comprehend what it's like, for instance, to live in Iraq in the fifth year of a war right now. Most of us, you know, we see some of it on the news or read some of it. We don't really know what it's like. But when you start getting into Africa and you start hearing the stuff that's coming out of places like Uganda and you hear about the Sudan and the Darfur and all that stuff, I don't think we have any idea of what the scope of the problem is. I mean, you were talking to us, you know, off air that, you know, we're talking about hundreds of thousands into the millions of people who are displaced, for instance, people who are homeless.
I think 2 million people have been displaced so far. And I don't think anyone, I mean, and it's, I don't think it's the fault of Americans. We just don't have the perspective and we're not taught. Like, I was never taught in school that, you know, 70% of the world doesn't have clean water.
Right.
You know, but one of the things that Invisible Children does, because it's very grassroots and it's very effective, is there's 15 vans that drive around the country showing the movie to anyone who will watch, just to get the word out there, because that's the most important thing. And on April 28th, we're having an event called Displace Me, which is sort of the organization's way of honoring and sort of silent protesting what happens in the displacement camps. And we're asking people to, for 24 hours, go out with minimal goods and just a backpack and see what it's like to feel displaced. Because, I mean, and they once on a video asked me what that meant. What does displacement mean to you? And I couldn't even answer. I have no idea what it means.
Right. Because you've always had a home.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, the website is invisiblechildren.com. And you can buy bracelets and stuff there,
they,
right?
Well, yeah, the support. One of the things that when the boys went over the first time, they asked what, how we could help the most, and the families needed income. So they have this bracelet program set up that there's a couple different colors. Each color honors a different kid, and you get a short film about why the child is so important. And the families actually make them. I think they're the roots of ebony plants, ebony trees, I think. Anyways, they're cute, and they're just, you know, a way to look down and remember, you know, something outside your own perspective.
Very cool. Dave just texted me. He wants to know where you're going to be sleeping outside on April the 28th.
I think I might have to do it solo in Hawaii.
He didn't want to ask on the air, but he wanted me to find out.
Yeah, yeah, I don't think you want to let him know. So the thing at the restaurant tonight, can people show up? Did you say late?
After 11 p.m., it'll be open to the public, yeah.
Okay. Fantastic. Yeah. Fantastic. Well, that
Does that mean you'll be gone? You're leaving at 10:59. Is that what that means?
No, I think I'll be there.
Okay, that's cool. You know, it's amazing that you. I mean, I know how much work is involved in a television show, especially one like yours, where you're in, you know, 90% of the scenes. But it's amazing all the stuff you manage to squeeze in and make time for, like this, that I think a lot of people don't. I mean, you. It's got to keep you very busy, but also be very satisfying for you.
It is. I don't like idle hands. I have a lot of energy.
Yes, you do. So
and
does
I
Dave.
Drink a lot
That's
of coffee.
Another thing you guys have in common.
All right. Hey, let me ask Kristen, because I know we're almost out of time here. And again, she's so awesome for coming in. I have to ask, Lakers or Clippers, Kristen?
I have season tickets to the Clippers.
Oh, yeah! You've got to
okay,
be
wait.
Kidding
Hold
me!
On. Hold on. Because the Lakers weren't available?
No.
Damn. Are you kidding me that you're a Clippers fan on top of everything else? You're
Are you
a
saying
Clippers
that just because you know Dave's a Clippers
Remember
fan?
Remember
no,
the episode where the alibi was, ooh, the guy was watching a Clipper
that's
game.
That's right. On
Thank you.
Veronica Mars, that's right.
On Veronica Mars, that was the alibi, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, Are you kidding me? Because that's the one thing about Dave is that he is the like biggest Clippers fan in the world. We always mock him about that. I figured this would like reality would be forced home with him when he found out that you weren't a Clippers fan.
I didn't even know he was a Clippers fan.
Oh, that's bad.
I really didn't.
Well, we can't be friends with your Clippers fan.
Yes,
because they're the Clippers. Dave drives us crazy. You want to hear his song?
Oh,
I'm going to play your song.
Please,
for him.
Please do.
You know the Justin Timberlake song "Sexy Back"?
Yeah, I do.
Dave. Did
Made
his version
better.
Of this because Mike's a huge Lakers fan. I'm a huge Lakers fan. And Dave really got tired of hearing about the Lakers. So he made this song.
The Clipper Nation's back. Yeah. The Laker fans don't know how to act. Yeah. The Lakers suck. And we know that. Yeah. We're playoff bound. And that's a fact. Yeah.
Maybe.
Tell who they are. Elton Brand. He cleans the boards. Cause he's the man. Katino Mobley cuts through the lane. Sam Cassell has a poster game.
Tell who the fans.
Stoney Jack got Malcolm in the middle. Stoney Jack
got
Michael Clark
Bell.
Duncan. Stoney Jack got Penny Marshall. Stoney Jack got Dancing Daryl. Stoney Jack got King of Mexico.
Go Mexico.
Got King of Mexico.
Go Mexico.
Got King of Mexico.
Go Mexico.
Got King of Mexico. You know, I'm tired of Kevin and being a psycho Mike not giving the Clippers their props.
With a team that also has Maggette, Thomas, Ross, Livingston, and Kamen, it's over. You know who's the best in the West. There ain't no Warriors. There ain't no trails blazing. The Lakers are drying up. The Suns are setting. Clipper Nation, number one. You know they're going all the way. King of Mexico, and I'm out.
Well, it sounds like you're going to have to remake that song and put it in Kristen Bell. Tony Jack got Kristen Bell,
like
right, Dave?
I'd like a little time in that song.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what?
Maybe you could cut out some of the singing.
Yeah. You know what's funny is Clipper Nation Dose is coming up, so.
Oh, another song.
Oh,
another song.
Yeah. All right. Oh, yeah. It's getting ready for the playoff run.
Is this for when they fall out of the playoffs?
Oh, no. It's for when they make their run to the championship. Oh.
Well, I wish you hadn't asked that, Bean. I wish you wouldn't have found the one glaring weakness in Kristen Bell.
But what were the chances that she was going to say Clippers? I thought there was the safest bet in the world was to bring that up.
I can't believe that. That's
because
hilarious.
See, Bean, all the cool people like the Clippers.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what's going on, I guess.
All the super Kristen cool Hollywood Bell. People like the Lakers.
All right,
being unique is cool.
Yeah.
Despite
that obvious deficiency in basketball, she is awesome. Veronica Mars, Tuesday nights at 9 on the CW, and returns what? I want to say around first week of May, maybe?
I think it does, first week of May.
And then we can't stress enough how important it is for people to watch those shows when they come back, because they're all going to be standalone episodes. If you're one of those people who said, I can't ever get caught up because the show's been on for years, I don't know who everybody is. Am I right about this, Kristen? You'll be able to tune in and just enjoy the hour if you've never seen it before.
Oh, absolutely. And there's so much more character development, and the episodes are really, really good. Everyone was nervous about the standalones, but I mean, they got amazing guest. Paul Rudd does a whole episode. They got amazing guest stars, and they're really, really good. It's a great
Fantastic.
Season finale.
And if you're not watching, go buy the DVDs, because that would, I'm sure, would help as well.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, why not?
Dave's going to be outside with a sign. Watch it. CW.
And keep your fingers crossed for May, because that's when we really find out.
All right.
Yes.
InvisibleChildren.com is the website for the charity. The restaurant tonight is El Scorpion, which of course means great scorpion in Spanish.
I know you were bilingual.
I don't speak Spanish.
Really. Ladies and gentlemen, how about the most awesome woman in the world, Kristen Bell, for coming in here today?
Oh,
and Dave, we're going to give you the final word to say goodbye, like we always do whenever we have Kristen.
Good.
Well, actually, it's a thank you to you guys, because now you made me realize how cool of a person she really is, how she's going to help the world.
Oh, you're going to like her more?
You know, no, it's realizing to me that I'm just some douchebag who wants to see the Clippers win a championship, and she wants to save the world, and I want to watch TV,
and she's
way better than me, so I think I'm going to have to let her go. Thank you, guys. I'm not going to stalk you anymore, because I'm going to let you be free.
You're going to love her, though.
I'm going to love her forever.
Yeah, okay. Why don't you come tonight, and you can help the world,
from a distance. Stop it! You're not helping him.
Because helping the world is, you know, because there's...
That's a lot.
I'm too tired.
Yeah, I'm too tired to help
so
the world.
To do.
I'm too tired. That's too much.
So thanks a lot, guys. You guys just ruined another one for me.
Did somebody order Mexican?
I'm so worried about Dave, because he couldn't love Kristen anymore without actually buying a rope and some duct tape. You know, that's the only way he can love her more than he already does.
I've been trying to warn her in between songs and stuff. She's not listening.
Yes, I'll see you in Hawaii.
All right. Kristen, thank you for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Kristen. Thank you. Hi, this is Kristen Bell, and you're listening to the Dave the King of Mexico show on world famous K-Rock.
How are you going to act like that?
There's going to be no living with El Rey now that Kristen Bell has come in and professed her love for him. You know that, right, guys? He's gone now.
Yeah, and his Clipper talk is going to up, too. That's going to be nuts.
I was thinking, as I was listening to that horrible, horrible radio of Kristen Bell being nice to Dave the King of Mexico. Mm-hmm.
Did you say Gabe?
She's sincerely nice, though.
I know she is. That's why it just made me even sicker.
Yeah.
I thought how much better women are than men.
Oh, no question about that.
If you look back over the years of this show, how kind Kristen has been to Dave the King of Mexico, mm-hmm. how extraordinarily kind Charlize Theron has been to me. Remember, she came in for my birthday, mm-hmm. and she's called in, and Tyra's Banks tolerance of being over the years.
Yes, true.
These spectacularly beautiful, talented, rich, famous women who are just enormously kind to ugly losers like us.
But what about the guys?
But try to reverse it. Can you imagine, you know, Brad Pitt ever stopping by and saying, oh, I'm going to stop by and see Lisa May? You know, it just doesn't happen.
They don't
do
it.
The rich, good-looking, famous guys, they're all banging supermodels. They don't have any time for regular women.
That's
true. They don't throw them a bone once in a while. There's no kindness on their behalf. Only women do that.
Yeah.
That's an excellent point. You're absolutely right.
Women are just better than men.
That's what I've been saying forever. Being things, women are no goddamn good.
Well, they are for him.
They're just in this instance, though, Ralph brings up an excellent point. That's true. Yeah. It's 8:58, KRQFM, Pasadena, Los Angeles. Tuesday morning, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. Ralph, what's everybody talking about?
Well, I finally found the perfect Christmas gift for Kevin. I'm going to do a little shopping early this year.
Christmas?
Yep.
It's April.
Well, I got to start saving up. It's been announced that Kit, the flame-throwing, river-jumping, talking muscle car from the TV show Knight Rider from the 80s, is up for sale. This is the real deal. The 1982 Pontiac Trans Am is being offered up at a Dublin, California auto dealership for just the low, low price of $149,995.
Well, that's a bargain.
For 150G, you can own Kit, the talking freaking car from Knight Rider, the same one Hasselhoff's ass sat in all those years.
I do love the badness of Hasselhoff.
I know you do. So I'm gonna take
wow.
up a,
that's
take
a,
up
lot.
A collection here in the office. See if we can raise some money to buy you Kit.
Don't feel like you have to
the Knight Rider car for Christmas.
That doesn't seem way out of line in terms of memorabilia costs. I think you could make that back in a couple of years of putting that car out on the circuit. Don't you, Ralph?
Absolutely.
Bean, we're talking about Kit.
Yeah.
Oh, Kit, I'm telling you, the most famous TV cars in history.
All right.
I bet you the guy who owns Kit could probably get, what, you know, $5,000 a weekend or something to, you know, have it sit in a showroom somewhere.
Or just tour, you know, do the custom car and van shows and that kind of
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah. Mall tour.
Yeah, absolutely. Come on down, bring the kids, get your picture taken with Kit.
But what's Kit without Hasselhoff?
Have you seen the Hasselhoff video of him doing the tour of Las Vegas on YouTube? Have you watched that one yet?
No, I have not.
Because, you know, he's getting ready to open in some show.
Yeah,
some
he's doing
big
the producers.
There.
He's doing producers.
Producers,
there.
Right. Yeah. And they got him walking through town and, you know, and meeting fans and singing and laughing and joking and playing around. And, yeah, just he's being the Hoff.
Good times. Good times indeed. Well, tonight, as you know, it's Tuesday night. That means more American Idol.
Yeah.
You know, Bodog.com, the gaming site. They now have a betting line on which hairstyle Sanjaya Malakar will be sporting during his performance tonight.
Oh, actually, you can bet on that.
Lay down some money and see what you come up with. Because, you know, he wears a different hairstyle every time he performs. Sometimes it's blown out. Sometimes it's sort of like a faux hawk. They have all his hair sticking up at one point. Yeah. All different kinds of styles.
Can't sing, but he's got interesting hair.
He's like an action figure. He's just got posable hair. He can do whatever you want with it.
Yeah.
So here's some of the betting line if you want to make some money on Sanjaya's hair tonight. Will it be a scissor cut? Cut short? It's 2-1 odds that he might cut
two
it
one.
All off.
Yeah. Okay.
Will it be the funk like George Clinton wore?
Okay.
Not Bill Clinton, but George Clinton.
His brother.
2 odds. Don King style. 3-1 odds. Doghouse. Snoop Dogg type braids.
Mm-hmm. Cornrows. Yeah.
Cornrows. 9-2 odds. A flock of seagulls hairdo. 7-1 odds. Hair like Nancy Grace from TV's CNN.
why that
would be an option. Sort of a bob, sort of combed under. It's kind of like a, you know,
okay.
interesting, a female hairstyle, 8-1.
All right.
Comb over like the Donald, 13-1. Pompadoured like Conan O'Brien, 15-1. And just the breakdown, they call it, just hair shaven off like Britney Spears, 20-1. So
that's a long shot.
You can take a look and see.
By the way, vote for him tonight, please, people. Vote for him.
Help.
Yeah, you say that, Kevin, yet you won't pick up the phone.
I'm going to, though, tonight. I'm going to vote. I've never. What's the number? I don't even know the number. I don't watch the show.
Well,
I just
it's different every week.
Well, yeah, you give need it to know his number.
I would like to help bring about the end of the show.
Well, that would be one way to do it.
Yep.
You know, Simon Cowell said he quits if he wins.
Yep. Fantastic.
So there you go. More than a few TV cancellations yesterday. David E. Kelly's Wedding Bells got the axe from Fox after just a few episodes.
Yeah, they didn't give it any time.
ABC's 6 Degrees was bagged as well.
Lisa, was that one of your shows? One of those imaginary shows that only you have heard of?
I was watching Wedding Bells.
Were you?
Yeah, I was.
We watched the first one. My wife and I were like, ooh.
It wasn't great, but
it's
it wasn't
been on?
Horrible.
Yeah. Hmm. 6 Degrees, I'm not sure who was in that or what.
I saw maybe the first 2 episodes. That wasn't good.
Bridget Moynihan and...
Yes, Psycho Mike. Who else?
The Mexican dude.
The Mexican dude. How is he? Good?
He's good.
What was the premise of the show at all?
People living in New York City who are all connected and tied together in some way and 6 Degrees.
Gotcha. Not
that's not
longer.
The that's not the all the people who were in third grade together and then
no,
grew up and now
the
they're still
class.
Friends as adults.
That's the class.
No, that's
class.
The same guy.
How do we bring up every show
good.
That none of us recognize, but Lisa watched a couple of episodes?
She's seen them all.
I tried to watch the couple
every
of
bad
everything.
Show.
NBC has jerked the Black Donnellys.
Already?
Yep, that's gone. It was taking Heroes.
Okay,
time
I didn't watch that.
You didn't watch that.
That replaced Studio 60 on the NBC Monday Night Time Slot. So maybe now Studio 60 will come back if the Donnellys is gone.
That the Irish punk kids who grow up in Boston who get involved in crime, the Black Donnellys.
I didn't see that either.
Lisa, am I speaking of jerking Black Donnellys?
Gene Simmons is not going to do his job. Someone's going to step up.
Step up. That's true.
Yeah, because you don't do that.
Yeah, because yours are always right on the money. And the CW's pulled the plug on Seventh Heaven again. They're really gone this time.
This time they mean it.
This time they're out. They're done. They're finished. So there you go. I told a story in the last hour that apparently has stirred up some controversy.
Oh, good. Really?
National Enquirer has reported that Chris Rock is a 13-year-old love child by a woman who says she met him while she was in college in the early 1990s.
Okay.
The woman's name is Callie Bowyer. And she claims that Chris Rock is the father of her son, Jordan, who is currently suffering from seizures. And doctors are unable to determine the root cause because they can't get a complete medical history from both parents.
Oh, I see.
She's got her story, but Chris Rock won't step up and tell them that he is the father of the child, first of all.
Guilty, 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 guilty!
And then give them the medical history.
Right. Okay.
Apparently, this woman says she's been brushed off by Chris's lawyers. She's been giving them all the information they've been requesting in the course of this, but they still refuse to acknowledge paternity. They offered no support for the for her son, she claims, and the attorney's exact words were, "This is going to disrupt his life." That's for the reason they're giving her for not dealing with it.
Small kids and has a career and all that, so
yeah,
she should have thought
apparently
about that.
Also has a child. Anyway, I got an email.
Oh.
Stunned me when I got this. I'd like to read it for you right now. It's pretty interesting. Good morning, Mr. Garman. I am representing Ms. Bowyer, rather, in her lawsuit against Chris Rock.
Oh, no kidding.
As you reported earlier in your Showbiz Beat segment, Chris allegedly fathered 13-year-old Jordan Bowyer. After meeting Jordan, I can tell you that the resemblance is remarkable to Mr. Rock. Everything from his mannerisms to his sense of humor is identical to those of his father.
Hmm.
We approached Mr. Rock's people to discuss this in a private manner as to not make this the public spectacle to be dragged up for months in the limelight, but his staff declined to even meet with Ms. Bowyer, Jordan, or myself. It's people like Mr. Rock that think because they have fame and fortune, they are above the law and just walk away from responsibilities. It is sad and disappointing that a grown man has no regard for the health and well-being of a child that is his. I can assure you that our interest in pursuing the paternity case is strictly for the health of young and brave Jordan. There have been times when Jordan looks at me and says, "Let's not pursue this. I just want to live a regular life." Well, I look back into that brave face and I say, "Son, Rock is going to pay us."
Bam! Wait a minute.
Bam! Sucker punch!
That whole thing was fake?
Boom! Knockout! Winner is still champion!
That was a
go!
Gonna pay us, gonna pay us. Gonna pay us, gonna pay us, gonna pay us. Gonna pay us, gonna pay us, gonna pay us. Oh, 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 gonna pay us.
Rock is gonna pay us.
That's a joke that just doesn't get old!
That's from Joe in Bell Gardens. How well crafted was that, though? Did that not sound like an email from a lawyer?
Certainly.
That wasn't his lawyer?
Not at all. It was our listener Joe in Bell Gardens crafted that. And I am blown away at the level of skill of our listeners, quite frankly.
Well done.
We should hire them all to write for us, because this is a bad show.
Mohinder?
Yep, that's what I'm talking about. Out of nowhere, Mohinder comes in. For no good reason. That's the kind of comedy we offer up here when the listeners aren't participating. Just get a Mohinder out of nowhere.
Anna.
Or an Anna. Today's celebrity birthday is Amanda Bynes. She's 21 years old today. Fair game, boys. Have at her.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Jamie Bamber from Battlestar Galactica. The dreamy Captain Lee Apollo Adama on that show. He is 40. He's not at all. He's 34 years old today. Mike Ness from Social D is 45 years old today. Eddie Murphy, excuse me, speaking of illegitimate children, is 46 years old today.
Captain.
David Hyde Pierce from Frasier, 48 years old today. Alec Baldwin turns 49. And I got an email here from somebody.
No.
We can't do Rock Me On With
no,
This
it
again.
Isn't.
It's an actual email. It says, "Hey, Psycho Mike, are you going to let Ralph get away with this? He completely forgot to mention that today is also the birthday of Sebastian Bach, legendary lead singer for Skid Row."
Yeah.
John.
Yeah.
You're not upset about that?
Not a big Sebastian Bach or Skid
Not
Row
a Skid Row
guy.
Fan?
No.
They don't fall into your pantheon of hair metal bands?
He's a real tool. He's a douchebag, and he gives a bad name
board,
to us headbangers, yes.
Wow. All right. Well, then, there you go, John. There's your answer. Mike doesn't care about Sebastian Bach's birthday. So, therefore, neither do I.
Turtle?
You missed that one.
Thank God.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Ralph Garman, I walked the show. Was
Hi, this is Kristen Bell, and you're listening to the Dave the King of Mexico show on the world famous K-Rock.
All right, stop that.
I wish it was the Dave King.
A lot more entertaining for me personally.
Kevin Abeed Show, 9:43. Kristen Bell was our surprise guest today. We had her in to surprise Dave.
It's Christmas time. Is it time for sweaters already? Get that kind of radio.
Time for Kevin Abeed's What to Do Nephew at 1-800-520-1067. You get on the air, you get a prize.
Before I tell you about your prize, this photo that is up at krock.com on the Kevin Abeed Sites page, if you look at Dave looks like he's going to eat Kristen. He's trying to swallow her. He's hugging her so tightly.
Dude, I tried to warn her 100 different ways. She wouldn't hear it.
Look, they're not going to be able to sue us when he ends up kidnapping her. All right?
Because we.
I'm saying we warned her. That's all I'm saying.
Is it Christmas already that we need sweaters and it's wintertime? So anyways.
Yep, that's what you get in the Dave King Mexico show.
It's a good picture, though. You got to check it out at krock.com.
All right, here's what you get for Kevin Amin's What to Do Nephew right now. A pair of tickets to check out the championship off-road racing coming up Saturday and Sunday, April 21st and 22nd at the Antelope Valley Fairgrounds. CORRacing.com for info. The Antelope Valley Fairgrounds, convenient from wherever you live in Southern California. All right, 1-800-520-1067. Who's first today?
Let's say good morning to Leslie in Norwalk. Hi, Leslie.
Hey, What to Do Nephew.
What to Do Nephew.
Hey, I got a great story for you guys.
Right.
One day, my husband and I driving down the street, roll by the Taco Bell, and we look over it, and there is this huge fat lady in one of those rascal motorized scooters.
Yes.
In the Taco Bell drive-thru, getting her food. She had her fat hanging out all over the place and everything.
What is the rascal? Is that like a wheelchair thing?
You can't walk.
It's one of those little motorized seats, like a scooter you get around on.
And she was in the drive-thru.
Yeah.
She was in the drive-thru getting her food, and they were serving her, which is just ironic.
Technically, I think she's right. I think you can drive that through.
I hope you did the right thing. Pull over and take a picture.
Well, I did. We didn't pull over. We were at the stoplight, so I busted my cell phone out and took a picture of it.
Nice.
It was like the highlight of our week. My husband and I were just cracking up, and we still continue to tell that story.
If you still have that photo, you might want to send it to us so we can put it online.
I do. I got the email, so I'm going to send it to you.
Excellent. Perfect.
Yeah, if you're too fat to walk, maybe Taco Bell isn't where you should be grazing.
Exactly. That should be the rule.
Maybe you should drive by Whole Foods, maybe, and hit the produce section in that little rascal.
Yep. Exactly. Yeah,
well, you did the right thing taking a picture. Thank you.
Yes, thanks.
It's only about 6 months till Lightning's got one of those, by the way.
Yeah, no question.
She'll be tooling
that
around the morning show office in a little rascal.
More donuts.
All right, let's say good morning to Nick, who is calling from Covina. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning. What to do, nephew?
What to do?
How's it going, Lisa May?
It's good, Nick. What's going on?
Well, me and my cousin were at a bar out in Hollywood having a drink, and Alyssa Milano was there with us.
Oh!
And
Wait a minute. Alyssa Milano was there, or she was there with you?
She was there with a friend of ours, which is Matt Leiner. Matt Leiner is a family friend of ours.
Oh, wow.
Okay. All right, gets better.
He invited us out, and we're having a couple drinks, and my cousin had a little too much to drink, and decided to headbutt Alyssa Milano and tell her who's the boss.
Oh, no!
Who's the boss now, bitch?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sure she loved that, right?
Your cousin headbutted her?
Yeah.
Did Leiner just kick his ass?
No, she was stunned, you know, because she doesn't drink. You know, she was just drinking water, and she was like, what the heck, you know?
Wow, you don't want to headbutt Alyssa Milano?
No,
not at all. Did he say,
the price is wrong, bitch?
No.
Wow. Your cousin's bad.
He has to stay home from now on.
Yeah. Nothing funnier in his life. All right, thank you.
That's the kind of story that could have won him an Apple computer last week, but now you get to drive up to the freaking Antelope Valley.
David in Southgate, good morning.
Hey, good morning. What do you do, nephew?
What do you do, nephew?
Hey, Lisa.
Hi, David.
What's going on?
Anyways, I was talking to my girlfriend yesterday, and I started talking dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Dirty.
Could she understand anything
you said? I find it hard
to
believe that you started talking dirty.
I started talking dirty. Yeah.
All right, so you're talking dirty to your girlfriend.
I bet it was very sexy, too.
Afterwards, she put the phone down, and she picked it back up. I thought it was her, so I continued talking dirty.
Oh, okay.
But it was her mom.
Okay, wait a minute. You're talking dirty, and your girlfriend says, keep going, I'm going to put the phone down?
No. She put the phone down.
Right.
And then when she
Why?
Came,
why did she put the
you're
phone down?
You're talking dirty to her. Why is she going to pull laundry out of the dryer?
I guess she had to do something.
Wow, you must have been
away from her. You
must have been turning her on. So you think it's her, but it's her mom that picks up the phone.
Yeah.
And then you talk dirty to her.
Yeah, she's like, wow, David, you're good. And I noticed it with her mom's voice.
She said, wow, David, you're good?
Yeah. Her mom was making fun of you.
Yeah.
That's
chaos
sad.
Ensued.
Wow. All right. That's...
What a comedy of errors.
Thanks for the call.
Hey, let's go to Mo in Irvine, because this doesn't usually happen, but we have a complaint about a guest on the Kevin and Bean show yesterday, so I guess we'll try to take that. Mo, what it do, nephew?
What it do? What up, Lisa?
What up, Mo?
What's going on?
What's going on? Nothing much. I was listening to that Hercules guy. What's his name? Petros?
Hercules guy? What are you talking about?
He was Greek, right?
Yes. Petros Papadakis, yeah. Yes.
Well, like, over the air, he sounded so much like Chris Farley. I was busting out laughing every time I heard him, like, laugh online. Because I could have sworn I thought I was listening to Chris Farley yesterday.
Okay. He doesn't sound anything like Chris Farley to me. No. Well, how about to you guys?
No.
No?
It's never crossed my mind.
What do you think, Pete?
Over the air, his laugh was so deep, and I swore I thought I was listening to Chris Farley. I was busting out laughing.
That's ridiculous, Mo. I do not sound like Chris Farley at all. I'm a svelte, ripped ass feet. And I was the captain of the worst football team in USC history.
It sounds like Sylvester the Cat more than Chris Farley.
Yeah, I don't get that at all.
Let's go to Steve in Palmdale. Good morning, Steve. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What it do?
What it do, nephew?
Hi, Steve.
What's going on?
What it do, baby boo? Okay, true story. This company called Golden State Fencing was hired by the government to build the wall between Mexico and California.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they hired illegal immigrants.
That is true.
That's true.
At least 50% of their workforce was illegal immigrants.
And
they knew it.
Their whole company over it.
They were the ones that were building the wall so that illegal immigrants couldn't come across the border.
They might actually send the president to jail, right?
President Bush?
The head CEO and the president.
The might actually CEO? Go to jail
in
for this
In their defense,
one.
Though, they had them building the wall on the Mexican side. So when the wall was finished, they would have been stuck
They're
there.
They're stuck.
Oh, yeah. So it wasn't going to work out in the long run.
I see. They're just short thinking then.
Pablo, you work on that side, the southern end of the fence. We'll just keep building it. And then when we're done.
Nope, higher.
Slide you a check through the chain link.
Did somebody order Mexican?
Apparently he did.
Thank you for
the call.
You know,
it's so funny. I don't know if this country is capable of building the sorts of things it used to be able to build because, you know, back in the days when we were building the Hoover Dam and things like that, which were immense projects, we were able to actually get them done, we could have built something like this wall in 6 months. But it doesn't seem like we're capable of building anything anymore. What's the deal with that?
Well, you know, the Hoover Dam was built by guys in the Depression who needed to work, so a lot of white guys were doing it for very little money.
So we need a Depression?
That's what we need.
Okay.
We need a Depression, so a lot of people have to do hard work for no money.
I hope that works out.
It seems to me if people were serious about building a wall or whatever they said they want to build, they'd be able to build it. But these days, it doesn't seem like we're able to do anything. It's
frustrating.
That's
what's wrong with America. Back in the 30s, we could build a wall in a day.
And if those kids get on my lawn one more time, I'm telling you.
Down the general store eating some porridge.
If you feel strongly about that, you can call Bean on his Sunday morning show, News-Minded.
Look, I'm not even suggesting we should build a wall. That's not the point. The point is, I don't think we could if we decided we wanted to. I don't think we could anymore. I just don't think we've got the smarts anymore.
Why taunt wall builders,
Americans are all fat and lazy.
What do you gain by taunting wall builders?
Their lava lamps and their 8-track players.
I want to thank our very special guest, the beautiful, talented, smart, lovely Kristen Bell for joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show today. She was fantastic as a surprise to show up for the King of Mexico. We very much enjoyed it. It's sad to see what's happened to her because she's so great on Veronica Mars, but apparently now, tonight at 9 on the CW, she's trying to make the Pussycat Dolls. I don't know what the deal is, but she's on
her show, dude.
She might get voted out.
No, she's been preempted.
Well, I don't know. It says here, Tuesday nights at 9 on the CW, Pussycat Dolls, that's right. The Veronica Mars time slot, so I'm confused.
It is. Oh, for God's sake.
And Kevin, you have the information on where she'll be tonight if you want to help her out with InvisibleChildren.com?
Yeah, it's a restaurant, El Diablo.
Scorpion. I think the L has been dropped. I think it's just called Scorpion now, the restaurant.
Scorpion. Sorry, right. I don't
Do you have the location?
Have any of that information.
Hollywood. Palmas, I believe she told us.
Yes, that's where it is, exactly. And it's
I'm glad I went to Kevin for the information.
Yes. I do know the website, InvisibleChildren.com. I know that. Yeah.
All right.
Tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show, we have Rosario Dawson.
Oh!
That's the same noise you make for guys.
So?
Come up with a girl
not
noise.
Not discriminating.
Rotting your mind, bitch.
Come up with a girl noise.
He's a bi-moaner.
If you had your choice, you get to have sex with one of them. Is it Rosario Dawson or is it Jared Leto?
What do you think?
I think I'm going with Rosario only because I think she'd be a little bit more giving in bed.
Jared's a tanker,
might be a little bit too wrapped up in himself. You know, understandably, he's gorgeous. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. But there's only room for one of you that's completely wrapped up in yourselves in any relationship, and that's you.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, tomorrow morning, we have teacher pranks. I don't know if you saw this. A little kid peed in the teacher's coffee. Not funny, by the way. Not funny.
No, we don't do that. We say don't do
that. So we're not going to make fun of that tomorrow. We're going to talk to a gay panda. We hear your voices. We're going to get to that eventually. We're going to talk to Hillary Swank tomorrow.
Oh.
Ooh, how about that? She's in this new movie, The Reaping, on Friday.
What are you laughing about?
What? What's so funny about Hillary Swank? She's a tremendous actress.
Nothing. She's a multi-Oscar winner.
Oh, she is. And she's great in every movie she's in.
She is, and she's very talented. And
She doesn't sound anything like that.
I cannot wait to see her new film.
Petros, do you like Hillary
Swank? Do you know anything about sports?
Yes, Petros, I'm a huge sports fan.
What do you think about the NCAA game last night?
I think the NCAA, go Gators.
Go Gators. All right, well, that's fantastic. It's really nice to have you on the PMS show.
It's a pleasure to be here, Petros.
I can't wait to see your new movie.
I hope you see it.
Does it come out this Friday?
Times.
Does it come out this Friday?
It's this Friday.
You know my tongue's too big for my mouth. Do you know what I could do with this tongue downstairs?
Are you trying to get her to cancel? And Lucretia's tomorrow morning also.
I think poor Lisa's going to drown if she sits in that room for another minute.
It's disgusting.
It's a waterfall. Wow.
Listen, man, speaking of drowning.
No.
Okay, Gene Simmons.
Gene shows up finally at the end of the show.
Finally.
Where you been? Cat Corbin is up next with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock. How about some Nirvana? We also got Tim Armstrong's new and great new song called Into Action. We got Papa Roach, Weezer, Red Hot Chili Peppers, and yes, The Killers. It's all coming up right here on the world famous K-Rock.